I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us get the cutting. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Good evening, everybody. Madhouse Radio is starting just right now. Right fucking now, eh? That's when it started. I'm Carlito, the host guy of the show. On this show, we talk, we have a good time. We do some prank calls. I'll admit, that's the major focus of this show. Very juvenile, it's not for everybody. There's also, for old people, there's old man milkman's here. He's an old man, and he represents your interests. Milkman, have you stopped playing dominoes? You used to be the domino champion back in the, when you lived in the Virgin Islands. You were like a three-time champion of the domino playing. You were getting some money off that.
I'm the champion.
Why'd you quit? Why'd you stop playing dominoes, Milkman? You don't play dominoes in California at all? You never play dominoes?
I do, but not as much. There's not as many Caribbeaners here, so it's not very competitive dominoing here. But I do maintain my record still. Yeah. Back on the island, man. I am legendary, but
Milkman's crazy.
Here, it's not quite as readily visible, apparently.
I played Milkman on Yahoo Games Dominoes, and he beat me every time, man. He was like, this is bullshit. Bam, bam, bam.
Man, we're gonna go out and do some ringing, man, and don't tell anybody, and then, like, we'll bet him.
Milkman does the thing where when you win the domino game, but the last bone that you put down, you could have put it at either end. Like, both sides of it could have won you the game. He does it all the time, man. He's so mathematical. It's crazy. Milkman, you need to put that on that YouTube. Show people how to domino. Domino needs, you know, we need to bring dominoes back, man. I think dominoes is another lost art. The Hitler mustache that we talked about recently, and smoking
Hardy
jackets need to come back also. I don't know what else. Skin.
The Hardy.
I think the Hardy. I think we also need to bring back Skin Bracer. I think men should just be using Skin Bracer. Remember Skin Bracer? You ever use that stuff?
Oh, yeah. How about Electric Shave?
Electric Shave, too. Hey, man. There you go. I think we need to bring that back, too.
Working good, dude.
Hell yeah. Well, hi, everybody. Send your prank call requests, please. That's how we get around here, you know. You send me numbers and I prank call them. Wasn't for that, we really wouldn't have much of a show. I do have a lot of requested pranks that have come through this week, including some from today.
I had several people who messaged me on Imani, so this time I did tell them, send me requested pranks.
Right.
So hopefully the people that contact me this week will be listening and we'll get to their pranks at some point in time. Yeah.
All right, good. Now, we apparently the arm has been out there, Milkman. If you can stop the music, please. The arm is out. The arm's been out there, and he posted a job on Craigslist, and people started replying to pick up some part-time job at a donut shop. And we've got the phone numbers for people who are calling back looking for jobs. That's been passed on to us, so we're going to be taking advantage of those numbers tonight. I'm quite excited about that. The arm coming through. The arm, Milkman. The arm always amazes us with his abilities to conjure up interesting contact numbers and ideas and inside information. I mean, we got four different people who've replied in the affirmative and positive for a job machine selling those donuts. Donuts, Milkman, you know, donut is a non, you know, a lot of things, you know, you know where I'm coming from with diabetes, you know, what I have to deal with. You're not diabetic, but you know what's up with that. You know, we got a lot of sugar-free alternatives, like for just about anything. You can get a sugar-free alternative to everything. that I can see out there, with the exception of I still haven't found a sugar-free alternative to the Pop-Tart, also known as the toaster pastry in the industry. The Kellogg's Corporation, I believe, is interested in it, and they've been doing little test focus groups where they've mentioned it, a sugar-free version of the Pop-Tart. But as of yet, it hasn't come out. A lot of times these things, the companies like Cocoa Puffs was coming out sugar-free for a while. Or was reduced sugar. It was like 80% less sugar.
Nice.
And it went off the market because no one was buying it. I bought like boxes and boxes. Like, hell yeah, I can have cereal again, you know? Without too much guilt.
People didn't know about it either.
Yeah, I know. But I knew. I was on top of that. KDK calls me the sugar-free drink expert, because he'll talk to me on the chat or something, and he'll always ask me like, all right, so what's new in the sugar-free drink industry? I keep on top with it's really weird. Yeah, it's I don't know why, but I always keep on top of that. Milkman, sugar-free.
Well, you know, I guess, you know, you probably shouldn't let them know about our upcoming, you know, Madhouse flavor either, you know, so don't let the kitty out of the fact that we're going to have a Madhouse flavor drink.
Yeah, Clay's got a good story.
You got me muted, right?
No,
right?
No, dude, no. There's no mute, man. This is uncensored. Madhouse Radio is uncensored.
KDK flavor drink. That's what I was talking about.
KDK flavor drink. Milkman has a great story for us tonight. Evil Artie has two stories. He has one story he doesn't want to tell us. Out of the two, Milkman, I'm trying to convince him to say it anyway. But Milkman, I want to hear your story in a little bit. But before we get to that, I want to mention madhouselive.com is the website that you should be at now. There is a chat room interface there, a nice little applet that'll run in your browser, and you can chat with other people who are listening live right now. What else we got there? We got podcast links, video feeds going there if you want to watch me. I laughed today. Brad, RBCP, posted a prank call video on YouTube, and I noticed in his description, it was him doing the prank calls, and he said in the description of the video that, video of a prank call is about as interesting as, you know, as you would expect, which is true. It's not, the video here is not critical. It's not crucial. It's my fat head. In the screen with a mic in my face while I prank call people and I smoke a cigar sometimes. It's been a while since I've had a cigar in the show. A few weeks. Anyway, Milkman, give us what happened to you. Now you were doing the taxi cab. Can we say the story? Do you want to keep this off air? Is this K5? This story is great.
I have no idea what you're talking about, man, so proceed.
Milkman, you were driving the taxi, and a man in the back seat pulled out his wang and wanted you to... He said, what did he say? He had something back there for you? Is that what he said?
He said it's totally bugged. Where do you get these crazy stories?
Yeah.
Let me tell it the right way.
Well, tell the story. It's a good story. Right, it's a good story. Right, it's
okay,
a good story.
I'm going to lay it out here. He's trying to put the butt down, but Armand Ethan wants you to hear about this story. So,
yeah.
Back when I was driving, excuse me, hold on. Sorry, I've got a very bad cold, so I got to like hit mute for the cough button. I'm sorry.
All right, no worries.
My asthma is going wild, so I'm going to be in and out. But, you know, back when I was driving at night, then I picked up this guy, and he was wearing this like flaky ass, like kind of like straw looking hat, you know, but. It wasn't straw, but it was kind of like woven, like, that material, like that's kind of like straw, but they weave it.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay, so he's wearing, and it's got ear, like, holes to it, you know, so he's wearing this, like, licky-looking, kind of like Aussie, kind of like, but, you know, slash homo-looking hat, you know, and weird-ass clothes.
Was it black, like a black kind of wicker kind of looking hat, cowboy hat kind of shaped?
Right, but it was that light-colored material. It's the same kind of looking thing, but it was light. It hadn't been dyed black.
Okay, all right, oh, shit. Okay, keep going, all right. I'm getting the idea. All right.
So he's wearing this stupid hat, and he gets in, man. He's got these, like, you know, weird-ass fucking clothes. Like, you know, shorts with fucking collars all over him and fucking, dude, like, totally tore up. His boyfriend, you know, put him in the car and told me to take him this address. So we're on the way over there, and this guy, man, he's sitting in the back, right? And then all of a sudden, man, like, we're cruising, and then all of a sudden I hear him, like, he's like, hey, why don't you reach back here? I got something back here. And I kind of looked in the mirror, and, like, I seen some, like, fumble around, right, from about the shoulder down, right, about the elbow, so I could kind of see there was some, like, fumbling. And I had an idea. I was like, this guy's a fucking fruitcake. Yeah. He's back here doing something.
He had the dick meat out.
I didn't look, but I glanced enough that I could kind of, like, you know, just change my angle enough to see he was fumbling with his pants. Motherfucker had exposed himself. He pulled a bucket out, and he's like, I said, I'm not into that kind of stuff, buddy. Look, man, yeah. You know, I said, I'm just giving you a ride, okay? You know, and he's like, it's okay. It's all right, you know? He said, you know, you can try. I was like, no. I said, you need to calm fucking down. I'm going to give you a ride and drop you off, man.
Okay.
I was almost there, right? So I wasn't going to fill his ass out because it's going to be like 20 bucks.
Uh-huh.
So we got there real close, you know, dude, and like, he's like, you know, and Capello was kind of pissed, right? So he's talking, no, I'm sorry, man, this is really fucked up, man, I'm in Florida, man, I got a band, man, it's like, oh, fuck, man, just get out of here, dude.
Yeah, right, so, did he tip you?
Freaking flake ball, dude.
Did he tip you?
Definitely interesting.
Did he tip you at all? How did he tip you? Was it a good tip or a bad tip?
Oh, no, there was no P-mile tipping, but he gave me like about like $8 on top of the fare.
Well, was it a normal tip, like what you'd expect, or better than normal, what he did tip?
Oh, it was very good. It was very good.
All right, yeah, so he felt like bad, he yeah,
like
yeah.
$2 or $3 normally, and he like really overtipped. I think he felt bad. He was embarrassed after he got there.
Yeah, he got, yeah, man, that's so... Is that gay?
Fucked up. That don't give me no excuses for his fucking homosexuality bullshit.
Yeah,
but,
I understand.
After all, though, we are very close. We're not far, within miles of the Castro, so, you know, I got to kind of expect there are some, you know, floaters out there.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Milkman, you know, that's separate but equal is your mantra when it comes to that. You know, you don't have a problem with them as long as they're separate but equal. I agree.
Yeah. Hi.
Anyway.
Girlfriend. No, I don't care, dude. You know, I want to get fucking married. I don't care, but just leave me the fuck alone, dude, because next time I'm going to fucking get the car, I'm going to push him out of the car, I'm going to back up over top of him.
Wow, you're very homophobic. You would actually kill him because he's gay? Is that why?
No, dude. Man. I'm just doing it for general purpose. I didn't like his hat.
Yeah. Well, I was telling you, for some extra money, you should have told him for, you know, $20, and what if you just touched the head? You should have said to him.
I told him I had this guy that was a Puerto Rican dude that I knew was really into this sort of thing. I was going to give him your number, dude. Like, you know, he was really in a hurry, man. I'm sorry I didn't give him your number. Man.
Oh, well, you're an asshole. Thanks. Yeah, very funny.
Puerto Rican guy. You're a lovely man. I thought he was very gay, but I think you'd have been found in the feeling. I'm sorry, dude. Next fruitcake I find, you know, I'll make sure to give him your number. Okay?
Whatever. Well, that's the end. That's your story of the week. That's very nice.
Looking out for the hermano, man. I got to look out for my brother.
Yeah. Okay.
Fruitcake patrol.
All right. Hey, let's do some prank calls. We got a little bit of talking under our belts, and there's not a lot of room under those belts, man.
But yeah. Next time, dude. Next time, man. I'll make a point of that.
All right, Lysol sent Milkman, our friend Lysol, sending in a number tonight. For Billy, Billy Mitchell at Arcade Game Sales. Now, Billy Mitchell's dead, Milkman. You know, Billy Mitchell. Did he have cocaine in his body?
Yeah, he used to have some pretty fucking good numbers, man.
Didn't they say that Billy Mitchell had, like, what? Isn't he dead? You know what I'm talking about? Billy Mitchell? Wasn't that his fucking name? The fucking...
I mean, it's not Mitchell, it's something else, Billy. Something.
Oh, Billy. Mitchell, wait. Okay, I'm thinking about the guy that used to sell shit. Okay, never mind. Billy Mitchell.
Right, you're talking about Orange Glow. You're
wait a minute. In Fort Lauderdale, isn't he the Pac-Man guy? I've seen two documentaries already about the video game, old school video game record. Oh, yeah, that's who it is, Billy Mitchell. Okay. He's the guy that, you know who Billy Mitchell is? He's got the U.S. flag.
Billy Mays, that's right.
Oh, Billy Mays.
Is Orange Glove. Yeah. Who is Billy Mitchell?
I don't know. He's such a fucking dork. Billy Mitchell, you got a Milkman, there's this documentary called, I think it's called King of Kong. I think that's what it is.
Uh-huh.
It's about this, there's a small group of people that have a majority of the world records when it comes to, like, to Donkey Kong and, like, the old school Mario Brothers and... Like the old arcade games, like 80s, late 70s, well, early 80s arcade games, like Frogger. You know what I'm talking about? Tron, shit like that. those old school, you know, coin ops, and they have this weird culture. And Billy Mitchell,
Gen one, like 8-bit shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Well, Billy Mitchell is like, he's like their most revered one because he's like, I think he's got the record for he had it at the time for Donkey Kong and Pac-Man and a whole bunch of them. Like, he's like God, like Jesus. And he looks like Jesus. He walks around like Jesus, and he's really good at these old video games. And, this outsider, just like a regular guy, he was really good at Donkey Kong, and he submitted, he submitted a tape, and they gave him the championship, and a big fight erupted over it, and a big challenge. And you gotta watch it, Milkman. It's on YouTube. You can watch it there, or if you want a copy, I can get it to you. It's called, I think it's something like King of Quarters. What the fuck is that? King of Kong, right? Something like that.
Send me the link, dude, man. And when I get up back on my motorcycle, I'll look it up, man.
Yeah, man. Get back on your motorcycle. That was a really weird video that I saw that reminded me of Milkman. I agree. I think that's like a Milkman in the 80s. Like when that game, those games I was just talking about when they were out. Those are the game that was what Milkman did. He rode around in a sidecar motorcycle singing to kids.
Atari.
Yeah. It is King of Kong, Milkman. King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters. Fucker. Get that documentary. Go watch it on YouTube. It's on YouTube, Milkman, all right? I want you to watch. Don't be like, right.
Yeah, link, bro. Somebody post the link in chat, and I'll look at it.
You're a waterhead. You know that? No, tilt your head. Water comes out right out. Stupid. Anyway, let's do some prank calls. Let's call this Billy Mitchell.
All right, man.
He really pisses me off, man.
What's his deal, man? What the fuck is his problem here, Manito?
He's an ass. No, he's such like, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch the documentary. He's a fucking dick. He's a fucking dickhead, Milkman. All right, you gotta watch the documentary.
Three or four cheeks.
I don't know. He's just one big.
He's a four cheek ass, man. He's double.
I don't know who has four cheeks of ass. Even fat people have two cheeks, Milkman.
Well, those are the ones that leave her ass hanging out the cheek collar.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
They got a pair of cheeks hanging out their shirt collar, and they got a pair of
rice and beans, la la la. Rice and beans, la la la.
Two pair of cheeks. What's four cheeks?
Rice and beans.
Pretty cheeky, isn't it? Hello, can I help you?
This is Billy Mitchell.
How can I help you? Who is this?
Hi, this is Rice and Beans. We're calling from Rice and Beans. From down the way, you have the wing area, the wing sauce kind of thing, you know? We're calling from Rice and Beans. We're curious
what can I do for you?
Could you guys want to trade some food, you know? Or maybe
What kind of food do you want to trade?
We have Hispanic food. We got rice and beans.
Okay, great. Rice and beans. That's awesome.
Do you like sofrito?
No, I don't think I do. The only thing I like is Donkey Kong.
What? Donkey Kong?
Only thing, that's it, Donkey Kong.
Would you like me to put Donkey Kong in there?
Yes, could you put some Donkey Kong in there?
Is this really Billy Mitchell, though? Can you just tell me? Is this the guy?
Wait, Billy Mitchell is right here. Hold on.
Please, hurry.
Yeah, it's Billy.
Hey, Billy. Hey, man. If this is really you, Billy, I just want to say I like the whole look you've got where you look like Jesus. It's really fucking cool, man. Like, the Jesus look is, like, really cool. You're like Jesus. Well, would you ever do the whole thing where you wear the white robe and go to events or go to work?
It's really not a part of my life.
Huh?
It's really not a part of my life.
Is Jesus a part of your life at all, or?
No, this whole thing you got going on, this persona you invented.
No, I just think it'd be so awesome to see you wearing a white.
Movie, but, if they made a movie about you, it probably wouldn't be you either.
Yeah, they made a lot of movies about Jesus, though.
You gotta train there. Good
well,
luck.
You hitch your star to that's like the big. He's Jesus Christ superstar. He's gone. I don't even know that was really him. It sounded like hosers to me. People hosing me.
It sounded like a setup, dude.
It sounded like hosers.
Oh, man.
If you're a hoser, then go fuck yourself. Hoser sending in numbers if you hose me. I don't know.
Whatever you guys do, don't send in your friends and pretend like they, you know, like they don't know what's going on because it never works.
That is what Billy Mitchell sounds like.
Your credibility with us because we're not going to do your calls if you continue to send in that kind of crap.
He sounds like that. You wouldn't know because you haven't seen it yet. You haven't seen the fucking thing yet, Milkman, right? Because you're stupid.
Well, dude, he reminds me of the guy that had the hat on, man. It's his voice.
Okay. We got a number here for someone who's actually looking for people to take care of. her new Herman Shepherd puppies. Never heard of Herman Shepherd puppies, Milkman. Herman Shepherd sounds like a good name for a young man.
Well, Herman Shepherd, oh my goodness. What is he like? Is that like related to the Herman Hermits?
I was thinking Herman. Who was the guy? Who was George Jefferson? What was his name?
George Jefferson?
Yeah.
George?
The actor, stupid. Come on. Herman Chelmsley?
He was an actor. George.
Herman Chelmsley. His name wasn't George. God, man. I'm trying to be serious for a second, Milkman. Come on, man. We're trying to elevate things here, not just you sitting there like you're in a waterhead. Herman Chelmsley.
You mean you never seen Jeffersons before? You
I've seen. I love the Jeffersons. Jefferson should. There should be a new Jeffersons movie. I would love to see
there
that.
Should be,
man. Fuck yeah, man. Mm hmm.
That would be funny as shit, man.
We got a Casio CTK-591. Milkman, any idea what that is? Is it a calculator, you think? Let's see.
Where's it at?
It is a keyboard. Oh, a keyboard with 61 keys, Milkman.
Yeah,
I was going to say clock. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, here we go. It's been taken care of, but has no books. Got it thinking either I would try to take lessons myself. Shut up. So what? You didn't like it? Now you're selling it. We're going to call Mike. Big Michael. Michael has a Casio. And then we have to call Evil Artie. Big Fat Evil Artie.
I'm sure he's got something insane and quite interestingly retarded to possess. Man, I am miserable, bro.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm having a hard time talking. I may have to just like stay on mute for a while, man. I can hardly talk right now.
Well, you stick your head in the toilet. Hello? That number isn't ringing. Let's call Evil Artie before I forget. That way, while he gives a story, I can relight
down a pinch, or at least get him to angle the phone away from his head, man. Please.
He knows to do that. He knows to do that.
Thank you. Appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much.
No, he knows to do that.
Our audience loves you.
Well, he might have forgotten. Hope he didn't. But I got to find the
number. You'll never guess where that guy was from, either, dude.
Wow, where?
From Orlando.
Really?
Yeah, I wish I knew his name. He had a name for his band. I just forget his fucking name now.
Oh, man, tell me the name of the band. Maybe I know him, you know?
I know it wasn't Boy George. But
it wasn't Boy George.
I didn't think so.
Was it Dave?
You have reached the voice box.
Was it Andy?
Oh, boy, I'm in bad shape, bro.
Oh, Milkman, don't die on us. Come on, man. Put your CPAP machine on. Put it on. Put the CPAP on. Go. And talk.
That won't work, man. I got asthma right now.
Oh, no.
I don't feel good.
Do we need to call 911? I think we're going to lose Milkman tonight. We're playing some nice festive music to get our minds off of him. Oh, he's dying. All right.
Are you on there?
Yeah, we're good.
I thought you needed, man. You're
all right, let's look at the request of pranks again.
Man, that constipation was killing me, dude.
No, you need to don't have bananas. Bananas make it worse. Do citrus, man. You have like three oranges.
I need some prune juice, man. Who the hell got some prune juice, man? I need it, man. Send me some prune juice, please, man. Email me some or private message me some of your prune juice, bro. Man, I'm in need right now. Man, I'm bound.
You know what's good? You're a milkman. You microwave the prune juice. It tastes good. Warm prune juice is good. Yeah, man. You should try it.
It is. All you gotta do is microwave that prune juice, man, and don't mind the little brown floaters in there, man. That's just like chocolate flavor enhancers.
That's Milkman drinking prune juice. I can't get calls to go on Skype. Fuck or shit. Come on, Skype. Blow it out, Milkman.
Oh, man, this is terrible.
Hello.
Yes, hi. I'm sorry. We're having fun here with gas. You're looking for some iPhones? You want an iPhone? Mm-hmm. What's your budget? Mm-hmm. What's your budget is? Mm-hmm. Hello? Did you have a?
I don't really know. I mean,
I have iPhone 6. If you want, I have early release iPhone 6. It's from Japan. It's good. It works good. It comes with a pen, like a stylus pen. That's the new thing that's coming up. Well?
I don't know if it would work with Sprint.
No, it's a Sprint phone. It's a Sprint phone.
It is?
Yeah, yeah. I could show you. You want me to show you how it works and everything? I could show you, make a phone call in front of you, and we'll sit down on the couch. I'll sit on the couch, and I'll show you this button does this and that.
Well, how much do you want for it?
I think 112. 112, yeah. And I can even get it connected for you through Sprint without the fee, charging the fee, because I'm an authorized dealer. I can call Sprint and say, hey, Mrs. So-and-so, Ms. here wants us to connect it, make it happen, because I'm a manager at, you know, I'm a manager level of authorized dealer store for Sprint cell phone services machines, right?
Yeah.
My name is Jose. So you want, or which one do you want? You want iPhone 4 or iPhone 5? I give you the price. You tell me how, and I give you, I tell you how much.
Well, it's for my daughter. She's wanting one for Christmas, and she don't really care which one.
No, you want iPhone 5? That's the new one. iPhone 5 for Sprint, I have it. I got it for $115.
$115? Uh-huh. Okay. Can I talk to my husband and call you back?
Oh, so would your husband want to be there when I'm showing you how to use the phone and everything?
Yeah.
What I was thinking, like, I want you to sit in the chair, and I want you to hold the phone with it on, and then I'll stand behind you with my arms around you, and I'll show you where to touch the phone and where to touch the things.
Yeah.
I'll rub your back and your shoulders. I'll pat you on the head and tell you you're doing a good job. You're so good. You're the best.
Well, you go to hell.
What do you mean, go to hell? I want to show you when to do a good job showing you the phone.
What's wrong with you, motherfucker?
I want to show her the phone, how to use the phone and touch, you know, like, I'll stand behind her and touch her shoulders.
Yeah, you want to stand behind me too, probably.
No, not really. I'm not into guys. You want to watch or anything? I mean...
No, but I'll tell you what I do want.
What do you want, baby?
I want you to hang that motherfucking phone up and don't call this number again. I've got a tracer on this phone.
Oh, what? Which model? Which model tracer is it?
I'll give you less than 30 seconds, buddy.
What model tracer is it? Do you have the Casio?
Just keep talking and you're going to get your ass in trouble.
I have a Samsung tracer.
I'm telling you now.
Uh-huh. Hey, Mr. Stupid Redneck Guy. Why can't you afford an iPhone from the store?
You should have told me to get the free complimentary straw hat.
He's got a tracer on this phone. I didn't get the name. Don't want it to go out on the feed. Well, yeah, there you go. Christmas time. People out there, man, posted for iPhones. Speaking of iPhones, great news today in the Carlito world when it comes to me. I've been a long-time subscriber to T-Mobile. Announced today that they're getting the iPhone. T-Mobile finally getting the iPhone. And now all four of the major carriers finally have the iPhone machine, Milkman. Does that mean I'm going to get an iPhone? Milkman, you know I travel with two phones, right? You know that. I got two Android phones on me at all times. I got my Galaxy S3 and I got my older G2. I always do carry two phones, so I think what's going to happen is this older Android phone, it's going to, the older one I have, not the Galaxy, but the older one, it's going to drop off in next summer. I'll just get whatever new iPhone comes out. Hey, Artie!
Hi! I got an iPhone too.
Hey, Artie.
Oh!
Hey.
Yo.
Hey, I got to call you back from Skype.
No, I want to talk into your cell phone.
Well, I'm not going to hold the phone up to the microphone, stupid shithead.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
All right. You're kidding. All right. Bye. No, I'm going to stand here with the phone in my hand the whole fucking night. Yeah, stupid. I swear. All right, Evil Artie. And then we'll continue here. Artie has a great story.
Bring the Armani to have to go through.
Deal with this fuck.
Hello?
Milkman, hey, God bless you.
This is the Klein speaking.
Hey. Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
This is what?
Did you hear about the Australian radio people who did the prank as the queen?
They called the hospital to check on Kate Middleton? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that. I heard, yeah. Yeah, I like how they said that the Queen and Prince Charles were coming to check, and like, oh, yeah, sure, coming after 9, we'll be done. She's not throwing up now, we're going to clean her up. Like, oh, yeah. Anyway. Artie.
We need to call some British people as the Queen.
Sure, but first, before that, I want a story. You have two stories. Do you really don't want to tell us both of them? You only want to say the one? Because the second one's even better than the first.
I know, but
come on.
I don't know if I want people knowing that shit.
All right, give us the first one, because this Milkman, I want you. Are you ready? You listening, Milkman?
It can't be worse than the straw hat, Dory.
All right, so Artie, just to bring you up to speed, Milkman was driving his taxi, and a guy from Orlando was in his taxi in California and pulled out his dick and wanted Milkman to reach back there and play with it, and he said...
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, Milkman
so,
was...
Milkman, what did you do?
I told him he should have touched the head, just the head. That's not gay. I don't.
I told him about my friend from Puerto Rico that was into that sort of thing. Man, I was going to give him his number, but like you know, he was really drunk, so yeah. he didn't end up calling Carlita. But I did tell him about him.
Yeah. Anyway, Artie. So what happened? So Artie, you met another girl online.
Yeah, I met her online. She's married too. That's the funny thing.
All right, and this is on OkCupid.
Yeah, she was in Claremont.
Okay, all right.
And a couple nights ago, she invited me to come over, and she said I could cuddle with her, and she might give me a blowjob. And
before you got there, did you know she was married yet or no?
No, I knew she was married the whole time.
Okay. All right, continue.
She's like in a polyamorous
relationship. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you know he was there when you came over? When you got there, did you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if they're married, I kind of assumed he was there.
All right. Okay, continue. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But anyways, I get there and I lay down with her, and I kind of shove my face in her tits right away. And he comes and lays down on the other side of her. Then she starts playing with my dick. And she gives me head while he's laying there playing with himself the whole fucking time. It was fucking weird.
So he played with himself while you got head. He was watching and you stayed like you were down. You were cool with that. Did it do anything?
What do I do? Say hey, get your mouth off my dick. Your husband creeping me out.
No, well, I don't know, man. That's weird. I think that's where it stops. All right, so what else happened then? So then he came over and he put his hand on you? Is that what happened?
He didn't put a hand on me or anything. He never... Well, actually, our legs were touching.
Oh!
That was the weird part.
Gay. All right.
I always wanted to fucking leave, but didn't want to be rude.
But you had to get the blowjob out of the way. You couldn't just go, could you? It wasn't
weird
enough. Yeah,
and then I titty-fucked her and busted all over her tits.
Oh, man. He was watching that, too? Like, he watched the whole thing?
Wow. And then I figured I had to get a reason to leave before she wanted to for all three of us to do something.
Wow. That's
so I go to my phone, and I called my friend.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, so, does that have to be tonight? I mean, it's 2 a.m. Do you need me to come out there tonight, or... And I'm like, okay, I gotta get going. I'll call you on my way.
I guess. Okay.
And right. I said, oh, yeah, I gotta get going. And you know what the first thing she says is?
Bullshit.
The life of a drug runner.
Really?
Yeah.
She thinks you're a drug runner?
Yeah, and I'm like, and I kind of just went with it. I'm like, free weed.
Okay. All right, anyway, so...
And then I heard my...
All right, so Milkman, in your opinion, is that gay? What happened? Did Artie, was he not supposed to have left when that started? You know, like, first of all, Artie, you presume he was going to be there the whole time. So what did you think was going to happen?
I figured he'd stay in the other room.
You thought he was going to stay in the other room? Really?
Yeah.
No.
They're in a polyamorous relationship.
No, poly means, no, that's not an open relationship is what you're thinking. That's different, where you open to other people separate, but poly is like, we're all together, man. Multiple.
I don't think so.
So you had a bisexual threesome, man. You touched his leg. You touched his legs touched. That's all it takes.
Our legs weren't touching when I came.
Was his dick... Are you sure his dick wasn't out, like, near yours at some point? He didn't sneak it up there?
No, he was, like, his cross was at least 3 feet from mine.
3 feet?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. I don't know, that's borderline. All right, yeah, well, that, man, that's cool.
So... It sucks because she was fatter than I thought.
That's the part that sucks. Yeah, how was the head? Was the head good then?
It was one of the best. It's probably in the top three blowjobs I've ever gotten.
All right, there you go. Well, hell yeah. He's been teaching her what to do.
Guess what I passed on my way back.
What? What? Bojangles.
The double tree.
The double tree. You passed the double tree.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I got lost in downtown Orlando on the way home.
Oh, the place you pissed at?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good times. Well, Artie, there you go, man. Nunu says you have gay AIDS.
You know what I was going to do?
What?
I was going to stop at the Doubletree, and I was going to go in the middle of the lobby and drop my pants and start taking a shit.
Why not, man? Step it up a notch. You already took a piss. Might as well take a shit.
I'm like, I wasn't done last time I was here.
Take a piss and shit. Let's I didn't do this last year. All right, we got we just did a call to a couple that was looking for an iPhone 5. They're upset because of how I handled it. We have looking to babysit in my home. I have 14 nieces and nephews. Holy shit! And I watch 3 of my cousin's kids. I don't charge a lot to watch your kids any age. So what? She's got 14 nieces and nephews, and she watches 3 more on top of that. 17 kids at the house, and she's looking to charge to babysit more? Isn't there a legal limit to how many kids can be in a house at once? Fuck.
Can I call them as, like, a pervert wanting to meet all the kids?
Telling you when to come down and tell them you're a clown. Tell them you're a clown.
Yeah.
A creepy clown. Tell him you're a clown.
I'm the pantsless clown.
Pantsless clown. Don't jump into the pantsless. Tell him you have a trick where your pants fall down at the suspenders and you pick them back up. But you have but you have underwear on. All right, here we go. And then tell him about the gay threesome you had too. That'd be good.
How about it just open with the gay
threesome? Body massage. I can't do that. I can't say, even if she might have picked up, and I just don't want to go through that fucking music. Looking for a used wood stove here. Someone else named Big Allen. Looking for a wood.
Big Al.
Yeah. Used wood stove in good condition. Large enough to heat 600 square feet machines. Let's do it.
You taking this?
Unless you want to buy a stove. You want to buy the stove?
No, I don't want a stove.
All right, man.
Women want those.
Yeah, women need the stoves. Good point. That's what I'll call. Oh, man, my nose is getting all stuffed up and getting that milkman disease. Milkman, are you there still, asshole?
Ugh. Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm not doing well.
Oh, man. At least you didn't get caught into a bisexual threesome. It hung up and said busy. That sucks. All right, no wood stove. We got firewood for sale instead. Firewood? Firewood. That's what I meant. UK Godfather's calling like an asshole. Let me take... Oh, fucking guy. You're not supposed to call at this point, UK Godfather, and you pissed me off last week with your breathing. Hang on,
it's called the firewood grill?
We got the wood for the grill. Hey, UK Godfather, what do you want? You pissed me off last week with the breathing and the microphone. You shit. Get out of here.
So I want to tag team the firewood grill. I got an idea.
All right. Well, no, this is firewood for sale, coño. You hear that? Firewood for sale. All right?
All right, I'll take this.
Firewood for sale. Okay, good.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
It's you would have been funny. Dude, bro. Let me try him again. He sounds funny as fuck.
This is going to be good.
Dude, bro. All right, never mind. We're calling Milkman on the side here instead. While I look for more numbers, let's play some Music Machine.
Is the lonesome loser off tonight?
He's not here yet. Milkman, are you sick? You want to take a night? You want to take some sleep? You want to have a sleep?
I'm just gonna kind of like, I'm gonna just like chill over here in the background, man. I'm not gonna sleep yet, but all I'm right. gonna holler. I'm just gonna like lay down, dude. I got a really bad fever right now. I don't feel good, man.
Oh man, why don't you go take a shower, man? That's the best thing for a fever. Take a shower. Take a big shit in the shower.
Yeah,
shit.
I am on fire, dude. I am like my whole the best face, thing. My ears are like burning, man.
Oh man, I hope it's not your heart
the
attack.
Best thing to do when you touch a man's penis is take a shower.
Like 3 showers.
Well, I heard if you have one of those gay trisexual encounters that you know, that does give you expertise in the subject, so yeah. I will take you your advice on that.
Milk, do you think maybe you got something from the dirty guy that was trying to get you to touch his wang? Maybe he had something in the, you know?
Yeah, that was probably about a year and a half ago, man. I think he just caught up to me. Yeah.
You got airborne AIDS.
When I sit, yeah, whenever I sit down on the car seat, man, I think, you like permeated, the material of my yeah. clothing, man.
Yeah, because he...
And it's finally taken a year and a half to manifest itself.
Yeah, he sat on it and he went like that, so it got deep inside. All right, we got a pizza place. Artie, you want to call pizza? Pizza, Artie.
No, actually, I got one more story from Milkman.
Milkman story.
The other story.
Oh, yes, here we go.
I met another chick. I never met her. I was messaging her online. And then she tells me she's a tranny when we were texting. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I just stopped texting her. And she had big tits. That's the only reason I messaged her, though. I thought she was a woman. But anyways, the next morning I get a phone call from a private number. And, well, there's this girl I hang out with. We'll just call her Tokyo because she's Japanese.
Tokyo.
And I answer the phone. I'm like, hello? And she had woken me. This was like 7 in the morning. I had gone to bed at like 4. And I'm like, hello? And this tranny was whispering like this girl Tokyo whispers. It sounded just like her. And I'm like, hey, is this Tokyo? And she's like, oh, yeah, baby, it's Tokyo. And I proceeded to have phone sex because I'm into this other woman, but obviously not the tranny. And then once I put two and two together, I'm like, oh, my God, and I just hung up the phone.
Wait, okay, so how long were you whooping off? How far did you go with her?
Maybe about 60 seconds.
What did it? What made it so you figured out?
She called me Mark.
She called you the wrong name?
Yeah.
So if she would have never said a name, you would have jerked off to completion with a tranny. Man, love is in the air in Madhouse this week.
I wish I could see the chat right now.
That's just weird. That's the thing. See, what happened? You had the bisexual experience, and you just start attracting that karma, the gay karma.
Well, no, the tranny was first.
Oh, the tranny. Well, see, that's what happened. See what happened? The tranny planted the seed in your mind, and you might usually not be even entertained.
I'm thinking of deleting my profile.
Oh yeah, man, you got to start from scratch, and you got to be like. Dude, you're slipping, man. Come on.
Oh, me and Tokyo had a good conversation tonight.
Yeah, that's good. Good.
I think I'm going to be with her by the end of the year.
Hell yeah, man. It's been 3 years in the making.
I know. I fucking love that woman, dude.
They said it wouldn't last. All right, guys. Let's do some more prank calls. Lonesome Losers into hizzy. He's sending in wise guys bail bonds. Yeah, wise guy bail bonds. Here we go. Let's call some bail bonds. How do bail bonds work? I don't even know. So you go to jail and they make a bail bond. They pay your bail and you pay it back with interest?
Basically, you pay 10% of it or whatever the bail bondsman says, you know?
Yeah.
And they keep that no matter what.
Sweet.
That's how they make their money.
And if you skip on bail, they come shoot you. John McAfee's still on the run, Evil Artie. I know you're glued to that story. That's a crazy story, John McAfee. John McAfee. Artie, you're a big movie fan. You know, you always talk about you like to maybe get into writing movies and stuff. You got any picks for the holidays for movies out there? Movies that are coming out?
I actually just watched that movie, The Watch.
Okay, The Watch.
With Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn, that shit was fucking funny.
There you go. All right. Did you see Skyfall?
Yeah, that was fucking crazy.
Yeah, man. Skyfall, man. Did you see did you see the new Star Trek movie? You probably don't care, but the trailer. The trailer got released today, man. It looks like it might be kind of dope. You never know. I like J.J. Abrams.
You know what movie I just saw like a couple weeks ago that was probably one of the top 10 movies I've ever seen?
The Avengers.
No, that one, Flight, with Denzel.
No, which one? Flight? Where he survives the plane flight, the crashing or whatever?
Yeah.
I was curious, but then it sounds a lot like, what was that movie with, Unbroken? What was it? You know, the movie with,
Bruce Willis?
With Bruce Willis, yeah, where he survived it. Unbreakable?
Unbreakable,
yeah. Yeah, it kind of reminded me of that. All right, so I'm a big Denzel fan, man, so I got to check that out.
I've never seen a bad movie with him.
Never. You got a point. He's one hell of an actor, man. And he deserves... He's never won Best Actor, you know that? I don't think he ever has.
No, he has.
He came close.
He's got two Oscars.
He has, but not for Best Actor, though?
Well, one is for supporting, I think. Oh, yeah, he won for Training Day.
Did he get Best Actor for Training Day?
I don't know if it was Best Actor or Best Supporting Actor.
No, I think if he would have won it for that, it would have been Best Actor, because the other guy would have been
supporting. Well, they're kind of both the main character.
Kind of. That's a good movie, too, man.
Yeah, I just watched that for the first time like 6 months ago.
Yeah, that's a good... I know Denzel Washington, I don't know. I know he really should have gotten it for the Malcolm X movie back in the 90s. But he didn't have his feet into the game that much yet. I'm looking. Hey, now I gotta know, man. Now you got me. Denzel Washington. Let's see. Oscars.
Yeah, in Flight, he basically plays a complete drunk. It's pretty entertaining.
Okay. All right.
John Goodman plays his coke dealer.
His coke dealer, really?
Yeah, John Goodman in that movie was fucking hilarious every scene.
I'm trying to think of John Goodman being a coke dealer. That'd be kind of cool, actually.
You're a hero, man.
All right, let's continue with more pranks. You said you don't want to call a pizza place, you said, right?
No, we got to call Planet Fitness.
Planet Fitness?
Home of the judgment-free zone is Jack Masterson.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We did talk about that. All right. Let's do that. Let me find a Planet Fitness.
He's got to be on the West Coast, though, probably.
Well, they're usually open 24/7.
I think mine closes. The one near me.
All right.
Over by the Kmart?
Yeah. I don't know. Is there one over there now?
Yeah.
That's changed hands so many times, that spot.
I know.
Jeez.
It's like errands. The Kmart's gone.
Well, we got a porch for sale. How do you sell a porch? It has rails and everything has been treated. Okay, whatever.
Let's ask if there's been any monkeys on the porch.
All right, cool.
I want to take this.
All right, porch for sale. Porch monkeys.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
All right, let's see what else we got. Kitchen table for sale. Not much for sale to like the ones that are for sale. Usually they answer pretty quick. Yeah, it sucks. Anyway, we'll have to refresh that page later.
Carlito, are there any Hungry Howies up in Pennsylvania?
No, man. No, that's a good place for a cheap pizza. You know what I'm saying?
I just got one earlier. Cajun crust.
Oh yeah.
$6.
Can't be Hungry Howies, man. It's a good value.
I know, and it always hits the spot.
They're a Howie bread, the cheese Howie bread with cheese.
It's got my god, that's just amazing!
When you're high, You get some Howie bread with cheese, man.
I discovered that about a year ago.
Fuck. I've been to Hunger House. I've been to Hunger House at 1 a.m. on the weekends sometimes, like stoned off of my mind. They go.
They're open that late?
Yeah, yeah. The one over there in my hometown.
Not the Food Lion one.
No. There's a Hunger House. See, I don't know. There's a lot of stores there that I don't know. Over there by the Publix, where the where the Blockbuster used to be. You know what I'm talking about?
You mean the Blockbuster next to the Walgreens?
No, we're totally off. Never mind.
Okay.
All right.
I'm like, there's never been a Hungry Howie's there.
No, I'm talking about further down south. All right.
Other side of the tracks.
Other side of the tracks. Yeah, Bombay Bistro, Indian restaurant. Let's try that.
Thank you.
And we got lots of request to pranks also, Artie. And we also got the, I don't know if you heard earlier, but there is a few resumes we got from people who are looking for a job. Someone placed a fake ad in the Craigslist for a donut store.
I think it'll be fucked up to fuck with
it. It'll be good. It'll be good, man. Hello, this is Bombay.
Yes.
I'll make an order, please, for our Indian food.
Excuse me?
I'll make an order for Indian food.
Ugh. Do you want to order for Indian food?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was eating something. Can I make an order, please?
What is your phone number? We will call you back.
Hang on. I have a new phone. You got to give me a second to get it here, okay?
Excuse me?
Give me a second. Damn it. Shit. It's, you ready? Phone number? That's me trying to be funny, chewing food while doing a prank, and it doesn't really work.
Sounded like Jack Masterson.
I was trying to do a different take on Jack. Artie, you got to hear. I don't know if you've heard our Hurricane Sandy show. There was a really good Jack Masterson call on that, man.
I looked up the archives. You're really backed up.
Yeah, backed up. What do you mean?
Well, I think the most recent one was from September.
No, November. So I think I'm down. This is I'm going to be 1 month behind after tonight's show. Yeah, and the Thanksgiving show was good. So
I didn't really make it on Thanksgiving, did I?
No, you didn't. You missed a dad lost his virginity. You missed that story.
Wait, he was a virgin?
He was a virgin. Yeah, of course.
Well, I guess duh.
Yeah. Hello. You can't be an evil Artie. It's not like you. All that shit. Anyway, here's another number. A Planet Fitness, Artie.
Huh?
Planet Fitness.
This is them?
Yeah. Am I doing this for you?
You take it, because you do it better.
All right, cool.
Hi, thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Sean. How can I help you?
Yeah, Sean. Before I come in, will you guys show me around the machines and everything so I could... Will you show me around the machines so I can see everything?
We can give you a tour.
How long does the tour take?
Not that long, maybe 3-4 minutes.
All right, and then, so you have free pizza there one night a month?
First Monday of the month.
Where do you guys get the pizza from?
I'm not too sure. I don't work on Mondays.
Mm.
But we do get it in. It comes in between 5:30 to 6:30.
Mm. And is like all you can eat buffet?
There are other people. We normally just ask members to get one or two slices each because there are other members coming in as well.
Mm. Oh, here's my... All right, so how much is the minimum for a one-month membership?
We don't have memberships for just minimum 1 month.
How much is the membership? How much?
It's $59 to start up and then $15 a month. With a $30 annual fee. That's our white card membership.
What's the white card mean?
That's just the title that we give it. The other membership is it's another white card membership. It's $99 to start up, $10 a month with a $29 annual fee, and that one's a 12-month commitment. That one's a 12-month contract.
So you got the white plan and the other white plan.
Yes, and then there's also the black card membership. It's $39 to start up, $19.99 a month with a $39 annual fee.
I thought that was free to start up. I'm thinking. So you're saying the cheapest I can get is like $59 is the cheapest startup fee?
For the $15. What were you saying?
What's the Black People Fitness Card plan? How much is that startup?
$39 startup, $19.99 a month.
So that's the cheapest one, the black one?
That's the Black Card membership.
It's cheaper than the white, okay, and the other white. I understand. Yeah, well,
that's just for the startup. That one is also a 12-month commitment.
Oh, God. All right, so for $39, then I'll be a member. At that point, I'll get access. I'll be an official member of the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 3 weeks, you'll have the free pizza?
Yes.
All right, so $39... And so then I can come back. I can come now and put the down payment, $39. And then I can come back next week.
The Black Card membership. That one is a 12-month commitment. That one's a 12-month contract.
Yeah, but the first time I can come in for pizza is I can come.
That
in
one's a 12-month commitment.
But when can I come in for pizza then? Like, what would be the first date I could come in for pizza next month? Next month, right?
Yes.
Well, yes, what?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
So on January 7th, I can come in and get pizza, right?
Yes, if you were to sign up.
All right, and it's all I can eat. So let's say I get at least $40 worth of pizza, and then I'm break even.
Well, sir, we do ask our members just to take one or two. We don't ask. It's not really all you can eat because there are about probably 200 members in here as well, working out and going for pizza as well.
Yeah, but they're all working out. They don't care. I'm just in it for the pizza. I'm just like, I see that you got all you can eat pizza once a month if you're a member. So I'm just figuring if I can get you guys to go, if I can, and then after the first month, it's 19 a month. 19 a month for 12 months. Hello?
Yes, I'm right here.
So it's 19 a month for 12 months after that?
After that, it'd be up to you if you want to continue your membership or... It can be completely up to you.
So, but it's $19 a month after that?
After that, yes. It'll still be $19.99 a month.
So for $19.99 a month, I can come in once a month and get all the pizza that I needed for the month?
Sir, like I said, it's only one or two. We only ask our members to get one or two slices. This isn't a buffet, if that's what you're looking for.
Well, I'm saying, it doesn't say anywhere that I can't have all the pizza that I want. There's no rules on the contract.
Hold on one second, sir. There's someone on the other line. Can you just hold on
Can you get a copy of the contract?
Yes, you do. Just hold on one second.
Okay, thank you. Man, Jack Masterson rather has a good point. Should be able to get all the pizza he wants on that day.
Jasmine, free zone.
What kind of gym gives out free pizza?
I know.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello? Yeah. Hello?
Yes.
So?
I'm sorry. We were, like I said.
Yeah, I need if you can find out, there's a part of the contract where it says that it's only two pieces for pizza because that's not in there. I'm looking at a copy of it online.
Mm-hmm.
The corporate contract, and it doesn't say that anywhere, that it's only two slices of pizza.
Well, sir, it's also not saying that we are a buffet.
Well, if I take three pizzas, that pays off the $19 right there, and then I'll be out of your way. I'll never come in and bother you guys.
Okay, I'm sorry. You were saying you'd come in for unlimited pizza. That's what you were saying.
Well, I mean,
you were saying for unlimited pizza. Three slices. I mean, that's fine. But sir, you were saying unlimited pizza. You're saying, oh, it's like a buffet. We are not that, sir.
Well, it's almost like it's a unlimited pizza of the month club. Is what I'm seeing. Once a month, you get to come in and have a bunch of pizza, and you just got to pay a monthly fee. And you you have Tootsie Rolls there also for free, right?
Yes.
Well, there you go. And how many Tootsie Rolls is the limit? One piece? That's it? Is that what you're trying to say?
Sir, If this is where your conversation is taking to, I really appreciate. Thank you for calling and thank you for checking out the website. But
no judgment zone.
You're talking about food right now.
You're being very judgmental against me, and this is a no judgment zone. It says it on the contract.
Sir, I'm not being any type of judgmental. I am letting you know what we are, and I'm letting you know I'm just telling you. You were saying unlimited pizza. And that's where we not are. I mean, yes, we do have Tootsie Rolls. I mean, if you want to take the whole thing, go for it. But like I said, there are other members who here. People try to be considerate and, you know, leave some for the other members. When you started talking about unlimited pizza and being a buffet, that's when, you know, things, that's not what we are. So, yeah.
Well, it's fresh pizza from 5 to 7. You're saying there's fresh pizza. Yeah, so... Can I at least leave my order for the pizzas ahead of time?
No.
Like, can I tell you exactly what I want?
No.
Domino's has the gluten-free crust is really good.
Pretty sure it is, sir, but we don't do that. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. All right. Now, do you have a lunk alarm there?
Yes, we do.
All right. Can you go hit that on yourself real quick?
Because no. You're, sir, thank you very much for calling. You have a nice night.
You're being judgmental. You know, Evil Artie, the Planet Fitness has a big alarm called the Lunk Alarm. Did you know that? Lunk Alarm.
Well, you're right. What kind of fucking gym gives out free pizza?
One looking for a fight with Jack Masherson when he wants to take 5 pizzas. But think about it. If you're paying $19 a month, Artie... And you come in and you get 3 pizzas. If you get, let's say you get 3 Domino's large pizzas, that's more than $19.99 a month, right? If you do it once a month, that's more than $19. There you go. You made your profit. That's what I would do. If it was me, I would use the gym all month. But when it came to that, I would take 3 pizzas off their little fucking table or wherever they put it out. Like, I don't know where they have a pizza station or something. I would take. I'm just saying it's a way that, you know, you could be more economical because it's like you get free gym. That's a good tip right there. Join Planet Fitness, and then once a month, just make sure you take as much pizza as it is you're paying for that month worth of gym membership.
And I'm gonna call him back as your lawyer.
All right, good. Lunk alarm. That's expensive startup fee. They don't have a startup fee over here where I live. It's cheaper than that.
What is this? So much a month plus a yearly fee? What the fuck?
I don't know. They're not like that here. PA. Planet Fitness is cheap as fuck. It's free. It's $19.99 a month.
That's it. Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Sean. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Ralph Littlejohn. I understand that you were just having a conversation with my client.
With your client? I'm not aware of having a conversation with a client. Who...
He just called me hysterical because you were being judgmental with him.
I was being... Was this the phone call that I just... I was not being judgmental, if that's what he was getting at.
Well, I'm his lawyer, and we are fixing the press charges on Planet Fitness, and you specifically.
Me specifically pressing charges for being judgmental?
Absolutely. That is very against the law, sir. Have you... I mean, I know you're not a lawyer. I mean, you're working at Planet Fitness. You're obviously not a fucking lawyer. You don't know these things.
Sir, please don't use that type of language with me.
What language? I'm talking plain English.
Sir, please. This is enough, okay?
What is enough?
You're pressing charges against me for being judgmental.
Yeah. My client has been judged over his weight for years and years. He is 485 pounds, and he just
wants to come in. Sir, he called me over the phone. How am I supposed to know that he's that weight?
He wants to come into the goddamn gym so he can lose some weight and eat some fucking pizza. I'm sorry. This is he's really close to me. And
I'm sorry about that, sir, but if you're going to speak to me in that type of language using those type of words, I mean, it's more than happy you guys can come down and speak to me face to face, but, you know, this is, I mean, your client was asking me if we were a buffet, if there was unlimited pizza. I'm done with this conversation. Thank you very much. You have a nice night.
Well, you should get free pizza.
Your client was asking me if this is a buffet.
Call him that.
Planet Fitness buffet. Huh? The Planet Fitness pizza buffet. Fuck.
Hi, thank you for calling my Planet Fitness. It's Sean. How can I help you?
Don't you hang up on me, you little fucking shit. You there? You better fucking listen to me. I am going to come down there with the police.
He's gone. He's gone. Gone.
That was pretty funny, though.
Yeah, Planet Fitness, everybody. All right.
He's obviously really sensitive. He must be a woman.
Man.
Can't handle a couple F-bombs.
I know, right? Zombie Potter was saying, can you put Tootsie Rolls on the pizza? Or is there a limit to that? Yeah, they got free Tootsie Rolls there, too. Tootsie Rolls suck.
To lose some weight and eat some pizza.
You know, Tootsie Rolls suck. Do you know that, man? Don't you hate Tootsie
Rolls? I love Tootsie Rolls.
Fuck that. They're not even chocolate. They're like chocolate water candy.
You know what I tell my girlfriend all the time?
What?
I would do like a vanilla Tootsie Roll.
Vanilla Tootsie Roll. All right.
My penis.
Are you going to spin her around?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go. Cool. All right. Carlito says, Ken, we haven't heard any background music playing. Well, there's background music now.
In a half hour, we're going to call that same Planet Fitness back to order a pizza.
Okay. You order a pizza. Yeah. One week in order, please. All right.
You're really low, Carlito.
Whatever, man. I'm just trying to survive, man. This prank call game. Let's call some people that are applying for jobs. Let's fuck with them. Just a moment while I open up a resume here. Amanda. Big Amanda. She's She's an energetic individual seeking customer service opportunity, which requires the use of good interpersonal and communication skills within a customer's focus environment. Sounds like it's a dating show.
You wanna prank a black girl who just had a kid back in May?
Yeah, man. Who's that? Your mammy?
She lives in the land.
Okay, cool. Yeah, center. She's worked at a health center. She worked at a golf and country club, another golf course. She's a golf course slut. And she also worked at Industrial Roofing, Crown Industrial Roofing. Answered 10 lines, telephone call in a timely, courteous, and professional manner. Ooh. Wow. That's awesome. Hello.
Remember when you used the Orlando Sentinel to do pranks?
Dude, yeah, that's the thing. That's what I want to do. Now that I'm unemployed, I need to do that. I had some fun doing that shit, man. Remember the guy that put me on speakerphone and I gave him shit? He was like, am I on speakerphone? He's like, he's my office and I put people on a speakerphone. You don't like that?
He's like, have a nice day.
Have a nice day. Oh man, you remember Saudi when I had you call the comic book guy, the comic book store guy from where I grew up?
The best two actually are the panty dropper one. And then the I don't live in New Smyrna. I mean, I don't live
what,
in Arizona.
What do you like? Why does everyone like the panty dropper so much? I think it's stupid. Everyone loves that shit. The panty dropper. Milkman loves that call. Like panty dropper, whatever. What was it anyway? What was it? There was a guy with a mattress in the back of his truck. It was called the panty dropper. Yeah, yeah.
And then the one where you started rapping Tupac.
Oh yeah, Hail Mary.
Come with me, Hail Mary.
All right, quiet on a sec.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Is this Amanda?
Yeah, who's calling?
Hi, this is Cross. I'm calling from. You sent us a resume for a job.
Oh, hi. I can hardly hear you.
Oh, do I sound better now? Hang on. Let me think. I'm on one of those new things. Hang on.
Okay. You sound so far away.
Oh, hang on. There we go. How's that work? Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I had my Bluetooth on and I didn't. So you want to sell donuts there, little lady?
Pardon?
Do you want to sell donuts, little lady?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, so what experience do you want to tell me about your experience?
Sorry, what's your name again?
This is Cross.
Cross?
Yes.
From Tim Hortons?
Yes.
Which location?
From the customer, the central location for several locations in this part of the country.
Oh, you normally call people at this time for a job interview?
We have an urgent need to fill a position for training tomorrow morning and then to start working immediately. It's $11.50 an hour.
Okay, and do you get benefits too?
You get benefits. You get immediate medical benefits, of course, and then you get the rest of your benefits after 30 days.
Oh, wow, that's your great.
Probationary period.
Okay.
So, and do you have money handling skills where you touch the money and everything?
Yeah, of course. I was a supervisor with.
Yeah. Who do you know there?
I handled money all the time there.
What did you do? What do you mean you handled money?
Well, we would have the restaurant, so we would have to cash customers out. I would have to get change for different girls, like for the beverage carts or restaurants.
Yeah.
Same with, I did banquets.
Yeah.
So I handled money there too.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I also worked at.
All right. Oh, that's enough.
Yes.
And what, so same, what was.
Same owner.
Do you, so you're involved in a thing like that scene? That's your thing?
Yeah, I was trying to get into, like, event management, but...
Yeah, it didn't work.
I was trying to go maybe a different way this time.
Oh, man. All right, so then you worked at a roofing place, and you sound like a girl. I mean, what did you do there?
I was a receptionist there.
Oh, of course.
I just handled the phone calls, directed them.
Oh, well, that's, so you did what you're supposed to do? Is that...
I'm sorry?
Look, I'm looking here. It says answering 10 lines, telephone calls, and in the timely... courteous and professional manner.
Right.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. So, I mean, what's that supposed to mean to me? Like, what does that do for me? Like, well, you know how to answer the phone?
That's dealing with customers.
So you know how to answer the phone?
Yes, I know how to answer the phone.
All right. And you know how to say hi, hello, how are you?
Yes, of course.
All right. So if I come...
I have great customer service.
Let's say I come to you and I say I like some Timbits... Right? How would you interact? I am customer and I come in, and how would you say? How would you come to me? What would you say?
Well, I would ask how many, which pack they would want, and which flavors of donuts they would like.
Very good. Very good. And then you know not to touch your eyes when you're handling money because the money's dirty?
Right.
Okay. Now, let's say one of the customers says that, hey, you're a nice looking lady. You know, and would you want to maybe talk to come over here and have ice cream and coffee on the side? And do you say yes or no?
I would say no. Sorry, I can't. I'm working right now.
Yeah, because looking at your work experience, it looks like you're get around, you know?
I guess if you want to put it that way.
How do you dress usually?
I don't really think that's an appropriate question.
Well, no, I need to know if you're going to come dressed like a whore. I need to know what's going on here.
Well, Tim Hortons has uniforms, so I don't think I would be dressing like a whore.
Yeah, but when you come in to pick up the uniform, how are you going to be dressed? Mm?
I would be dressed very professionally.
Okay, all right. Do you wear glasses?
No, I don't wear glasses.
Okay, that's good. That's cool. Oh, you like to party and stuff?
I used to.
Yeah, you don't party anymore?
No, those days are over.
Oh, man, that sucks. Okay, so we're looking for someone, you know, kind of, all right. So, you know, there's a lot of partying that goes down at this store that we're looking to bring you into.
Okay. I feel like this is a prank call.
No, there's a lot of partying that goes down here when we make donuts.
Oh, yeah, Tim Hortons?
Yeah. Yeah, well, come on, what else are we going to do? We smoke a lot of pots.
Awesome.
Yeah, the other day I threw this big frozen bag of donut batter. It comes frozen in a trash bag sized bag, and I threw it at Artie.
At Artie?
Yeah, Artie. He works here.
His name's Artie.
He's this autistic kid that works here, and I threw it at him. Like, the bag exploded, and there was like stuff all over the place. And he fell down, right? And then so he had to pass a drug test because he fell down, and he failed it. So now we're looking to hire you. But if we're gonna bring you on the team, you got to party. You know, you can't suck.
Okay, no problem.
All right. So, what kind of things you like to do? Like, how you like? Are you cool like smoking pinners and stuff?
Smoking dinners?
Pinners. You know, pinners.
Pinners. Oh yeah, for sure.
There you go. Yeah. And what else? What else do you like? You gotta amaze me with something here about donuts or something. There's gotta be something, you know. Tell me.
I don't know.
Oh, fuck you. Whatever, I don't know what else to do with that girl. UK Godfather, what do you want, man? Are you gonna talk or are you just gonna keep calling and hanging up?
I'm here.
You're a horrible person throwing batter at autistic kids.
Yeah, right? What do you want, Godfather? Why do you keep calling and calling, man? What is it? What? God. Godfather's got something wrong with him, man. He keeps calling and hanging up. Just stop, man. I'm never going to put him back on. That's it. I'm done with UK Godfather. He's done. He's out of here.
I want to talk to the queen.
I don't know why
the
hell.
Let's see if we can get on with Kate Middleton.
Kate Middleton in the hospital? I think they're watching out for that now.
No, I'm sure we could get him again.
They're stupid. They're British. They're stupid.
They're only nurses. They're not rocket scientists.
Got a point. If they were rock, if they were smart, they'd be fucking doctors and shit.
But if they were smart, they'd be men.
Here we go, a Bombay restaurant.
That's horrible.
Bombay restaurant. Here we go. Any plans for Christmas there, Evil Artie? You gonna have a Christmas tree in your house?
No, but my mom does.
How come you don't have a Christmas tree in your house? You don't like one? You don't ever want one?
I'd rather spend that money on pot.
What if your mom brought you one?
Yeah, I'd put it up.
There you go. What if I got you one? What if I told you I wanted to send you one?
I might try and return it and get money.
For pot.
Good evening, Bombay Restaurant, Bangkok. Can I help you?
Hi, I am Cross. I'd like to make an order for food.
Can you go ahead, sir?
Horse.
Yes, what do you like?
One chicken biryani.
Okay, one order chicken biryani.
One spicy, please.
One order chicken biryani, spicy, okay.
One tandoori Raj.
One tandoori set, sir? What, sir?
Do you have tandoori Raj?
We have tandoori item, but the name you're asking, no, we don't have that item.
Tandoori chicken, then. Do you have that?
We have tandoori chicken, yes.
Okay. Like,
Yes, we do have tandoori chicken, yes.
Two papadam.
Okay, one order tandoori chicken, yep. Two order papadam.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's see. Do you have any, let's see here, chicken tikka masala, one of those?
Yes, sir, we do.
One of those, yeah. And that's it. That's it. That's enough. That's too much food.
Want some rice, naan?
Some naan bread,
garlic,
yes.
Garlic naan?
Yeah, garlic naan, yeah.
How
yeah,
many
yeah,
garlic naan, sir?
Four.
Four garlic naan?
Yeah.
How about some rice?
No rice.
Plain white rice, fried rice, nothing?
No. Okay, white rice then, yeah.
One white rice?
Two
white rice?
Yeah.
Can you hold on 1 second, please?
Why? Why?
Can you hold on just 1 second?
How come?
Nothing, sir.
Oh, okay.
Nothing, I just asked you to just hold on 1 second.
Oh, okay.
Please.
Yeah, I'll wait, yeah.
Hold on.
Okay.
Before paid already, you know? Yeah, I give
you. Hello? Yes, hi.
Okay, and let me have your name, please.
My name is Cross.
How do you spell it, please?
Cross.
Cross.
Yes.
Cross.
Phone number, please. It's
909-937-3673. And Mr. Cross, how spicy would you like your meal?
Medium, please. Not too much spices. Not too much spices, please. If you don't mind, I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. Can I repeat your order so that we know what are you getting?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I got 2 orders of papadam, 1 order of chicken tandoori,
uh-huh.
1 order of chicken biryani, 1 order of chicken tikka masala, 4 garlic naan, and 2 plain white rice.
There you go. All right.
Okay, it'll be ready about in 25 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Thank 20 you, minutes. Bye. Bye-bye.
But 25 minutes, yeah.
25. All right, then.
Bye.
Bye.
What was the point of that?
because in 20 minutes I call and cancel it.
It's so fucked.
That will do a Bantude call.
I think you need to put this fucking music off.
It's good music. Don't be an asshole.
Bah humbug.
When was the last time you went to church? Was it your uncle's funeral?
This is Imran. How can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make an order for Banchud and Ulu.
You want an order to pick up?
Yep.
Okay, may I have your name and phone number, please?
My name is Ulu.
And your name and your phone number? I'm sorry.
909.
Okay.
937-1282.
1282. And your name?
This is Mr. Ulu.
Can you spell for me, please?
U-L-L-U.
U-L. U-L?
U-L-L-U.
Okay, I got you. Okay, what would you like to order, sir?
One chicken biryani.
Okay.
One woman.
I'm sorry?
One woman.
One chicken biryani and what else?
One woman. You know? You have?
No, I don't know. What?
You don't have woman there?
Excuse me?
You don't have woman to come to my house? Or I pick up woman for a few minutes to go to the bathroom with the woman?
No, you want order to pick up, right?
Yeah, but I want woman.
There's no woman. There's Indian restaurant. There's Indian food.
Well, there's no woman there? You're a woman.
Yeah, but you wanted food.
Yeah, I want food. About? I want food and woman.
No, there's only the food. We don't serve the woman here.
Oh, do you have sister or daughter?
No, we don't have no. Hold on for a second.
We have mother. They don't have woman there. Fucking guys. Milkman, you still here, sir? Milkman's gone. Artie, you still here, sir?
Again.
Hey. Hello? They picked up and mashed the buttons all rude and nasty.
What was that?
Indian foods. Indian food, guy. Indian food. Hey, let's do some more prank calls. Yeah.
Where's Tuck?
Tuck doesn't like the show anymore.
Really?
Nope.
Did he grow a vagina?
Yep.
Are you and him having a little pic?
No, he drew himself a big vagina. And he puts it in between his legs in the mirror when he's looking at himself in the mirror.
It's Speaking of that, you know what movie I just watched the first time? Silence of the Lambs.
Silence, yeah. Goodbye, horses.
I'm happy.
Yes, hi. Is this the KFC and Joe?
Yes.
Yeah, how many pieces chicken come with dark only in the spaces?
We have a 12-piece and a 6-piece.
And how many spaces come per piece?
I'm sorry?
How many spaces, stupid?
We have a 12-piece and 6-piece. That's all chicken drumstick and chicken thighs only.
Yeah? All right. And then if let's say someone gave me the wrong thing, how do I fix that?
I'm sorry?
How do I fix it? Someone gave me the wrong thing.
Okay, you made an order earlier and they gave you the wrong order?
Yeah. I got beef.
I'm sorry, sir. Can I help you? Do you have KFC there?
I called KFC and I made an order. Then I went to McDonald's and picked it up.
Okay.
So what are we going to do now?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not carrying around here.
I call you KFC and I made an order. And then I went to McDonald's and I picked it up.
Okay, so if you make an order, so what would you pick it up at McDonald's?
I know, that's the confusion. That's the confusing part. I think the person I talked to told me to go pick it up at McDonald's.
Okay.
So
what was your order at KFC?
I had a 16-piece all dark crispy and 6...
16-piece all dark?
Yeah, just the meat.
What time did you call earlier?
This is yesterday.
You called yesterday to place the order for today?
No, yesterday to pick it up yesterday, but you people told me to go to McDonald's, and when I went to McDonald's, they said they didn't know what the hell I was talking about, and I had to pay for hamburger.
Hello?
Yeah, I had to pay for the hamburgers yesterday instead, the chicken.
Okay. Okay.
Because you sent me to the wrong place.
Did you know who did you talk to yesterday, sir?
It was some girl. She sent me to the wrong... She told me to go pick this up at McDonald's. And they said they didn't have fried chicken there.
Okay.
So what are we going to do about this? Well, how are we going to fix this?
You told me that you can order a KFC and then they told you... Someone told you to go pick it up at McDonald's?
Yeah, and then when I went there, they didn't have it.
Do you have the name of the employee?
No, it was a girl. Who's the girl? Who's the girl?
Sorry, there's like a lot of girls that work here.
What's her name? Tell me the names.
Hello?
Yeah, what's the name of the girls there? I could tell you if you tell me the name.
I'm sorry, sir. Can I give you the name of the employee, sir?
Okay. So let's fix this. Yeah. I want you to make the 16-piece dark meat, and I'm going to come pick it up, but I'm not paying for it. It's not fair. Because I ordered it yesterday.
Can you speak? Can I help you?
Yeah, listen, that young man there said that I was supposed to go pick up my order somewhere else, and when I got there, they didn't know what I was talking about. They didn't have any fried chicken there, and I ended up having to buy hamburgers, and now I'm calling to get my order straight out. We need to get this fixed, because I need to get chicken.
And I'm sorry, who am I speaking with?
This is Cross, Mr. Cross, and I ordered chicken yesterday.
Okay, but let me check on the orders that I do have.
Look for all dark meat, all dark meat.
Can I give it to my daughter? How do I come in now? I know, I'm asking you to talk to me.
It's gonna take a long time and it's fucking stupid. It's a fucking stupid idea. I don't give a shit. I'm gonna take a break. That's what I'm gonna do. You staying on, Arnie? You're gonna drop. You should drop because.
Yeah, I'll stay
on. Alright, stay on then. All right, we got more resumes here for people who are looking for a job at Tim Hortons. I'm going to take a break, and we also got more numbers in Guam. We got UK numbers coming up later, I'm sure. We got more Indian places, as well as an Indian place, Artie, that we ordered food from that we have to cancel. I'm excited about that. Don't forget that part, man. That's going to be good. Shit.
That's called the dead.
No, I don't like dead. You like that cat? You like that cat, the dead, really?
He's just funny.
No, I like the dead. The dead's a good kid.
I'm the laugh at him. Isn't he really in love with himself?
Isn't he what? In love with himself?
Isn't he really intelligent?
Oh, yeah. I think he said in love with himself. That too, yeah. Anyway, Milkman will be back. Evil Artie will be back. Carlito will be back in about five. Well, I need about 6 minutes. I got 6 minutes, not just five this week. Six. Be right back. Thank you.
Shit.
Yep.
It's too doggone late.
Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Yeah.
For the day I die, I'm a Texas guy. Now let's take them high.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever, ever make you who you are.
How long indeed?
Let's call the villages.
The villages of Volusia County.
No, Lake County.
Lake County, that's over there by Ocala, or the horse. The horse?
The horses?
Horse? Hey, Ken. Ken, how you doing, Ken?
Hey, Artie's a bitch.
Ken, what ended up dude, Artie, who do we got with fantasy football? I didn't make the playoffs, unfortunately.
Well, as usual.
Yeah. What do you mean, as usual, asshole? I was like third last year. No, I was actually fourth last year. Fuck yeah, man. So who already? Who I think you got Ken. No, you got Ken. Who are you playing, man?
No, I'm playing Dirty Aaron again.
Oh, you beat him once already.
I beat him twice already.
Yeah, Aaron has the best record in the league though, man.
Yeah,
I've been on a fucking roll
2 times already.
Yeah, but dude, what happened this week? You only got like 80 fucking points. Did you see that, Artie, about Ken? You only got 80 fucking points, 80 something, 85.
What team is
Mark Ken? He's 0 fucking points. He's a piece of shit. I can take Ben back this
week. No. Here's the correction. Don't draft Mark Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez is a piece of shit.
Got me 0 points. My kicker scored 18. Come on now.
And I read today that they were still starting him. He still has a starting job.
Yeah, I'm about to release his ass here in a few minutes.
I don't know.
No, they're starting him. He's starting next game.
Yeah, he's starting. He came out today. Yeah, I don't know what happened. They at first they said they were benching him, and then they came out and they started today. They said he's starting this week. Whatever. I don't get it.
Ken, what team are you?
Thursday night teabaggers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got Dirty Aaron again. I just beat him about 2 weeks ago for the second time.
So you got to play him a third time. Yeah, it's going to be fucking nuts. I don't know. So who is it now? Who's up? I guess it's Artie. You're in the playoffs. Andy. Ken.
Artie playing Zyklon, I believe.
Artie's got Zyklon.
Two-thirds of the league is in the playoffs.
What? What happened?
Two-thirds of the league made the playoffs.
Yeah, because I wanted to, I don't know, just thought it'd be more, I thought it was going to be like, if you're in the loser's bracket, you really are a loser, and I guess I fucking am. I made it. I'm in the fucking loser's bracket. Really bad, man. I whatever, you know, so be it. So be it, dude.
Who are you playing? Well,
the last time I played fucking Dirty Aaron, I only won by 2 points.
Yeah, who am I playing in the first round? I got Eric, Atlanta Gators. I play him, and whoever wins that basically wins the whole thing. Well, no, you got to play Rude Dogs.
I lost last week, so if you would have won, or I think Atlanta Gators won, I would have been bumped out of the winner's bracket.
Yeah, yeah. Well, had I won, Andy would have been bumped out. So, fuck. As far as points were concerned, I needed that win, and I ended up losing by 12 points. Oh well, you know. So what? It's fucking. What can you do? You gotta thank Mike Vick. I blame it all on Michael Vick, man.
Well, Stafford, all season, even when the Lions don't win, he at least gets you 40 some odd points a fucking week.
Well, recently he has, but not when I needed him, man. When I needed him, he was only getting like he only got like 29 points once and 22 points once, I think.
I know there was a game last week he had to have gotten you a shitload. He threw, I think, like 207 yards just to Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, last week I think I got 59 points off of him or some shit like that, yeah. Yeah, man, whatever. What can you do?
You know I love on my team.
Who's that? What? Artie, who do you love?
Adrian fucking Peterson.
Yeah.
210 yards this week.
He's having a good season.
I got a question. Were you and Adrian Peterson touching legs?
Huh?
Were you guys touching legs? Yeah, you were, faggot.
Yeah, he got in the back of my cab and he's like, hey, touch my big black penis.
Okay, faggot! Hey, Carlito, I sent you a video on your fucking Yahoo Messenger for the next person that tells you that they have a tracer.
Oh, okay. I'll check that in a second.
You'll have to listen to that. It's fucking funny. It's from The Big Hit or something like that, where he's talking about he's got a trace buster and a trace buster and shit like that.
Well, that guy was funny. He's like, I got a tracer. Yeah, what model is it? Oh, well, I got a tracer. All right, let me cancel this Indian order real quick here, and we'll move on.
I'm exhausted. I just finished that pizza.
Oh, man, that'll do it.
Good evening, Bombay. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to see about my order.
Okay, can you give me... No,
my name is Mr. Cross.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Give me one second right now, you know, so I will take it, okay?
Okay.
Hello, sir?
Yeah.
You can come in like in 10 minutes.
So you need more time. Is it going to take longer now?
Yeah.
5 minutes.
All right, I'm gonna come back in 10 minutes. You better be ready.
No, I'm pretty sure that in 5 minutes it's gonna be ready.
All right. Yeah. I hope so. Okay. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Okay. Bye. We'll call back again then. Call the place from last week.
Memory full.
Oh no, memory full.
Hey, Carlito, I got a fucking story for you.
All right.
Went and ordered a fucking Xbox 360 bundle for my son for Christmas and shit.
Yeah.
And one of the games that comes with it is that Black Ops Call of Duty or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting here, I'm like, well, I'm going to take the Xbox out. I'm going to get the downloads done, get it all updated, just like you do anytime you get a new fucking system.
Yeah.
So I do the update for the game. I'm sitting there and looking. Like, why the fuck is this all in a different language? I'm sitting there looking, it's all Spanish. I'm like, there's got to be a place to fucking change the language.
The settings,
I'm like, fuck, no, there's not. I grab the fucking case, and I turn around to the back, all Spanish. They sent me the fucking Spanish version. I'm like, you dumb motherfucker. So I call them up, and they're like, oh, so you don't need the game? And I'm like, since nobody in my household speaks Spanish, I'm going to go ahead and go with no.
No, yeah. Can't understand what the fuck's happening, yeah.
Now they're trying to jerk me around, trying to tell me I got to send the whole bundle back to them so they can resend me out a new bundle with the correct game.
Well, no, fuck that. Send the game. Nah, fuck that shit.
That's exactly what's it. I'm like, they're like, you're going to have to call it Xbox, I believe. I was like, I didn't order it from Microsoft. I'm like, no, I ordered it from you. Yeah. I'm going to deal with your dumbass.
Yeah, exactly. No, fuck that.
Yeah, I'm sitting there, I'm like...
I didn't even know they made a Spanish version of... Is it Black Ops 2 or the first Black Ops?
Black Ops 2.
Black Ops 2, the new one. Yeah, it's a good game. It's pretty good, man. I must say. I was quite surprised. I was worried when it first came out. Artie, you used to have a PS3, right? You sold it for weed?
No, I sold it for pussy.
There you go. Same thing. Same difference.
Pussy that I didn't get.
You didn't get the pussy, but you didn't have a PS3 at the end, see? You dummy. You dumb.
I'm getting a new one for Christmas.
New pussy? Hell yeah.
Oh, new PS3.
Oh, man. I'd rather have new pussy.
I want Madden.
Dude, yeah. Hey, we can play Madden. I got my PS3. We can play Madden, man. You want to do that?
I don't have internet.
I'm unemployed. You fucking suck. Get internet. Why don't you get your internet for Christmas?
Yeah, that too. I'm working on that shit.
That's some bullshit. You don't got internet, man. Shut up. Let's see.
Charlie.
Well, let's see what Big Zyklon's got going on. Big Zyklon.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
So, by the way, I have heard some good new jokes.
Oh, yeah? Racist jokes? What's up?
Racist, bad collar. Oh, but I do have a story, if you don't mind me breaking my normal rule.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So, somebody bought a used French rifle, and I had to say this. Was never fired, dropped once. Guy that points at the stock, it's got a gouge. Yes, it was.
Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, so I've heard the joke before. Are you saying, did you really sell a French rifle, or are you just joking? That really happened?
No. Someone else bought one.
Someone else bought one, and then you implemented the French rifle joke? Never shot once, never, what is it? Drop once?
Never fired, drop once.
Never fired, drop once. There you go.
Yeah. Very nice. I was just giving the guy that bought it, it was a fellow employee, a little ribbing on the fact it was a French rifle.
Wasn't that from Full Metal Jacket?
No.
Never fired, but only dropped once?
That's like way before then.
Yeah, that's from World War II. The Doughboys, not the Doughboys, that's World War I, but the vets in World War II were saying that in France. They were like, oh, French rifle. You know, never fired, dropped once. Yeah. My grandfather thought it was a hilarious joke.
He still is.
All right. Well, it's
anyway. You want to? Oh, did you get my request to prank?
Did you? Oh, dude, I've been slacking on request to pranks. I have not really been looking at them tonight. Let me go to that.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's probably too late to call. It's someone that's been advertising for archery lessons.
Oh shit, man!
Save it for like if you get Jen, the perfect one for him.
Yeah. I was talking to Jen during the week, and I forgot to mention to him. Hey, he tried to come on the show. I don't know. Hey, real quick, Zyklon, are you on the Madhouse website, or did you see the countdown? Was it working correctly tonight? Like,
no, it was saying like 6 days something earlier when I was in chat.
Yeah, it's automatically resetting itself, but now I don't have to go in there and reset it each week and forget it. The next show will be then, I guess. That's what the whole thing is. Yeah.
And by the way, you remember that poo-poo video, the Ugandan poo-poo video?
Yes, I do. Yes, sir. Why?
Somebody did they mixed it up to MC Hammer's Can't Touch This.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right.
I linked it in the chat like around 10:30 or so.
Okay. Cool. Cool. That's good. I'll have to share that with Jenny's a big fan of that whole thing.
Play that video down the line that I sent you. It'll fucking crack a lot of people.
Well, let me grab that now because I'll forget. Let me do it now. I got you over here, YouTube. All right. So for the next person that says they're tracing us, we should play this to them. All right. Come on, YouTube.
UK Godfather here.
Hey, don't breathe into the mic and shit, man. Did you really piss me off?
Hello, UK Godfather.
Milkman, you here? You feeling all right? He's getting sick. I am, too. I'm getting stuffed up.
Carlito, why does...
What?
Why does Tim Tebow like the national anthem so much?
Why?
Because it's the only part of the game that he got to stand up.
Oh, okay. All right, listen. That's funny. Here's a video. Be quiet.
Well, buddy, you ready to,
do it, yeah.
That's my word.
All right, make sure we get this right. I'm just gonna fuck me up that whack-ass Noni wrote early.
All right.
My phone is plugged into here. Now this motherfucking Trace Buster is gonna keep that motherfucker from, tracing our shit, know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And not only does this Trace Buster keep a buster from tracing your call, but it can also,
trace?
To trace the motherfucker that's tracing your shit!
Alright, so, what if they got a Trace Buster too, huh?
Yo, that's why I got this Trace Buster! See, when a motherfucker try to bust your trace with a Trace Buster, this motherfucker is gonna bust the motherfucking Trace Buster that's busting your... Trace, that's my word, player!
Alright, I'm gonna use my cell phone.
You just patch that shit into here. Alright? Plug.
What movie's that from? That's weird.
The Big Hit.
I don't know.
The Big Hit. Alright.
Oh, by the way, on a tracer. You think a tracer can start B?
It's got Lou Diamond Phillips and Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg's in that movie too? Alright, cool. Whatever. Alright, so let's do some more prank calls and how's that sound? It's been 10 minutes. I'm getting the big sign here. It's been 10 minutes. It's called Bombay back about canceling that order. I hope it's at the guy that answered the last time because he's still kind of.
Let me talk to him.
Well, let me cancel the order first. Hang on. You wait.
Okay, yeah, you can so, and then I'll like apologize for something.
Yeah, after we get upset and fight and argue with each other. Oh shit, Milkman's off. Totally.
Good evening, can I help you?
Yes, it was my order ready now. My name is Cross. I'm Mr. Cross.
Yes, sir, it's ready.
I want to cancel that.
You want to cancel it?
Yeah.
Okay, but well, what we can do is you want to cancel it, so because of the order is already.
What do you say?
Well, what we can do is you want to cancel it, so because the order is already. Everything.
So what are you going to do with it?
So what we're going to do with it, because we don't want to cancel it, so what we can do?
What are you going to do? What are you going to do with the food? What are you going to do with it?
Well, if you look by, we kind of sitting like over there, what we can do with that?
What? It's going to sit in the window?
We cannot do sell it to somebody else. We cannot talk because if you order.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to throw it away?
No, if you that is your question, so I can transfer it for you with my manager.
Oh, yeah, hurry up, because I don't need to talk to you, stupid. Put the manager on.
Yeah, I understand, but I mean, I'm already told you it's ready.
I don't care. Put the manager on.
Yeah, it's ready, so that, I mean...
No. No, I don't want it. Put the manager on the phone.
Okay, if you'd like to come to pick it up, because it's already, I already tell you to 5 minutes, it's already.
I talk to the manager first.
5 minutes.
I want to talk to the manager first before I come.
Okay, just give me 1 second, let me transfer it for your call. Don't hang up.
Hurry up, okay. Jeez.
Tell him he's a fucking cunt.
Okay, good point.
Did you try Bonshoot already?
Not yet, that's now, that's now.
I want to call the Steam Shark people again.
Oh, hell, we had so much fun with them last year. Hell yeah, man.
That's the fucking closer calling, Benchu.
Steam Shark.
Let me call them and then try to tell them a really racist joke.
Or Zappos. Zappos is always good for a laugh.
So I'll call Zappos. The Steam Shark people and then just start telling about my tranny story.
What is this?
He was... Oh. Zyklon already got conned into jerking off with a tranny. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, yeah. Hi. Is this the manager?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. My name is Mr. Cross. I put an order. Did I talk to you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to cancel that order. I'm not going to come get it.
What happened?
Because I don't want to have this Indian food. I don't think I'm going to like it.
Excuse me?
I don't think I like Indian people, Indian food.
I'm sorry, what did you say, sir?
That I don't like Indian people. I don't think I'm going to like the Indian food either.
You don't like Indian people? You don't like Indian food? That's why you don't like Indian food, because you don't like Indian people? Then why did you place an order if you don't like Indian people?
Well, I wasn't sure if I was going to like the Indian food. I don't like Indian people, and I said, maybe I'll like their food. But then I started thinking about it, and my mom said, you know, if you don't like Indian people, you're probably not going to like Indian food. And I said, yeah, Mom, you're right. So I don't think it's, you know, I don't think it's for me. But what are you going to do with the food now, though? What's your plan?
Throw it away. What else are you going to do?
You're going to throw it away now, or are you going to wait?
We're going to wait for you at least another half hour. If you don't show up, we have to throw away. Food is already made. Food is already ready.
But if you're going to throw away 30 minutes, let's say if I come in an hour, can I have it?
I'm sorry?
Can I have it for free when you throw it away?
Why you want free? You don't like Indian people. You don't like Indian food. Why you want to eat free Indian food?
Well, maybe just to try it. Maybe I'll like it.
If you're going to eat free, excuse me, sir. If you're going to eat free Indian food, you might going to get sick.
Well, I don't want, you know,
because you already have a bad feeling about Indian people.
Uh-huh.
And you don't like Indian people. That's what you're telling me.
Well,
let me ask you, sir, very quick. Don't worry about the food, okay? Don't worry about the food.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you, why you don't like Indian people? Have you had a bad experience with Indian people or how?
Yeah, Indian people, they're assholes. They're stupid jerks. They're sister. They sleep with their sister. Banchud, they do. Madarchud, Banchud.
I think it's totally opposite what you're thinking.
Uh-huh.
It's totally opposite what you're talking about Indian people.
Uh-huh.
This is exactly what about you guys.
Well, when I was working...
And thank you very much. Don't even come show up to the restaurant. Okay?
Okay, I'm going to buy the food. Okay? It's true what I said. Everything I said is true.
That took a while to get him upset.
Yeah, I had to get transferred and everything.
Wasn't there like one Indian guy that was like Indian Charlie?
There's been some.
He got really, really pissed.
There was one a few months ago, yeah.
Good evening. This is Bombay Restaurant.
Hi, is this Patel?
Pujal?
Patel.
Patel. Who are you looking for, Pujal?
Ravi?
No, sir.
Who's the manager?
Montani.
Montani?
Montani, yeah.
Montani. Can you put him back on? He's a little shit.
He's not available right here this time, sir.
What?
If you like to. He's not available right here this time, but if you like.
But I was just talking to him.
I transferred the call for you. That's what we did.
Okay, then put him back on because I need to talk more with him. Damn it.
Okay, give me a second. Well, don't give me that attitude, please.
Hurry up, you little monkey. Don't give me that attitude, son
He's
of a
taking
bitch.
A big shit on the toilet.
Damn, the customer service at these places, that's hog shit.
That's why I don't like Indian people.
Monkey has an office.
Well, I told you, monkey has an office.
Actually, I wonder if that guy's still working there.
The Burger King?
Burger King guy.
Yeah, that was funny.
Let's call that Burger King.
I like Artie's idea. We should call some of the old classics.
Hey, Artie, were you aware that we did track down old fucking Ernie on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we found him. Ernie, the horse guy from Thanksgiving for the last 2 years. We tracked him down, his personal cell phone.
He got pissed.
Yeah. Hey, Artie, who are you playing this week? I think it's you and Zyklon, right?
No, I'm playing Lonesome.
Andy.
Oh. Who do you got? Andy?
Yeah, be careful playing Lonesome. He gets pretty pissed when he loses.
Oh, yeah. Lonesome gets pissed.
Yeah, dude, I'm on a friggin' hot streak. I'm on a 5-game winning streak right now.
Some bullshit.
Lonesome's going down.
I won by 110 points last week.
Who'd you play? Oh, yeah, you played Nitrous Cookie. He's just backed in, dude. The East is the shitty division this year.
Yeah, we got East is a shitty division.
Keep my ass.
Yeah. Dude, but come on. Ken, you know, the games I lost were like by little slim margins. I lost like 1-point games, 3-point games. Look at bullshit, man.
Yes, sir.
I beat you.
Yeah, how?
I have scored the most points from anyone in the league.
Hello, Indian food?
Yeah, sir, your order's ready. You want to go in and come pick it up? The owner's not answering the phone right now.
Well, why won't he answer the phone? I need to talk to him. If we need to come to an agreement, if I'm going to come pick it up. If not, then I guess you're going to throw it away. I don't know.
Well, the least I can do, I'm telling you the order's ready. You could go in and come in and pay for it.
Yeah, but I don't like Indian food.
Then why would you place the order, sir?
I wasn't sure. Then I realized I hate Indian people so much and probably not going to like the food. You know?
Okay. Sorry, well, the least I can tell you right now, I'm telling you, you can go come in and pick up your food. There's nothing I can do.
But how long until you throw it away? How long do I have?
Excuse me?
How long do I have until you throw it away? Huh? Well?
We'll be close at 10. You can go ahead and come in. We'll have the food ready for you.
And at 10 o'clock, you're going to throw it away in the trash? Well?
No, we're not.
You're not? You're going to keep it? Can I get it tomorrow?
We're not. No, why don't you go ahead and come in and come pick up your food?
Can I put a different order? Can I change my line and get something different?
No, we don't do that, sir.
What do you mean? You don't take order?
No, we're not doing that, sir. Sorry. Why don't you go ahead and come in and pick up your food, please? If you like to. If not, that's fine, okay?
Okay. Well, can you just save it? Save it. Put it in the refrigerator for me, and I'll come get it later. I'll come tomorrow.
No, sorry about that, right?
No, tomorrow, I said.
Thank you, bye.
No, tomorrow, please.
Hold on. Let's call him back and make an order. I think we can push the first guy over the edge.
Hang on. Let me call Charlie first, and then we'll call him. Yeah, because we'll make another order, man. That's just fucking wrong.
Yeah, Carlito,
I'm going to order like Banshee.
Fantasy football.
Austin.
If you ask me, you know who I think is going to win the whole thing? Fantasy football wise, I think Zyklon's doing good late season. I think he might make a run.
Me.
Nah, I don't know about you, Artie. Well, you got AP, so. Hello, Charlie.
Well, I think the thing is if I get loaned to him, he's going to be pissed because I traded.
The only thing I'm worried about is.
Charlie's not going through.
If they rest Matt Schaub at the end, I'm fucked.
Yeah, that's the thing. They start resting, like, on some of the better players get rest weeks that last week, and you get fucked right at the end of this. And right at the end, yeah, it sucks.
Charlie. I'm going to take 30 here and out of the playoffs. Number one guy in the first week.
Yeah, Charlie, hey, listen.
Hello?
Hey, I'm calling about your Audi Q5. I'm calling about your Audi Q5. Hello? Hello, sir?
Again?
I'm calling about your Audi...
Audi Q7.
There's a recall.
In the parking lot?
It's a piece of shit. Hello? Sir? Hello, sir?
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, you have the Audi Q7? Hello?
Q7?
You have the Audi Q7 in the parking lot?
Hello?
Yeah, do you have the Audi Q7 in the parking lot?
Yes. Okay, now I leave now.
Okay, get out of here and don't you come back. You hear me?
Where are you now?
Huh?
Where are you now?
I'm driving around.
Hey, Cross, did you just hit that Audi?
What?
Maybe you want it right there.
Sir?
Where are you now?
I'm outside.
For where?
I'm driving in the...
For where?
I'm driving around on the street.
On the street where?
About, you gotta keep walking. Do you see me?
No.
No, you're so...
Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, this is he. What can I help you?
You have the Audi Q7?
What is Audi Q7?
Yeah.
How you get this number, brother?
No, you have the Audi Q7. Do you need me to come bring it to you? Well, hello?
Where you get this number?
Charlie gave this phone number to me.
Charlie gave you the number. Who is this? What's your name?
This is Cross.
You don't have shown your phone number right here.
You gotta put Charlie on, stupid asshole, okay?
You know what, stupid head, lot of kind. You are one of the fucking stupid, you asshole.
Fucking
bye.
Dickhead. Is that his son? I think that's his son, right? He's got a son that speaks English pretty well. I think
it's
got
to be some relation the way he was popping off.
You got the wonder why.
Hey, Carlito, is it your birthday today?
No. Who said?
Sky back said under your name. It has a little present thing that says you turned 34.
Oh, it's because it's December 7th. That's why. That's why. That's my fake birth year. Yeah, that's the only that I keep that whenever I have to do something that requires you to put your birthday in, I put December 7th, 1941, because it's like a date that I remember. That's funny.
Ask Charlie about Pearl Harbor.
Yeah. Literally, there's tons of registrations out there that I've made that say I'm 60-something years old, 72. Wow, man, 72 years since Pearl Harbor. 71 years since Pearl Harbor. Today.
Sure Charlie was involved in it all.
Oh shit, that's right. Charlie's over there in Hawaii. He's in Honolulu.
You should fucking accuse him of being a spy in Pearl Harbor.
He's a Chinese spy. Well, that was he was so confused. I think he like left a poker game. It sounded like he was playing poker.
He was at a poker game?
That's what it sounded like. I don't know. Either that or...
Yeah, he's probably back in the kitchen at the Honoruru Inn fucking playing poker.
He plays golf like a motherfucker, apparently. He's got a bunch of golf pictures of him. Artie, I don't know if you knew that. Someone had found his Facebook and made
it. He has a Facebook?
Well, I guess he has a personal Facebook. The arm found it. and there was a fake Facebook page for him going around. For the Drew drop in, but it got shut down.
Why?
Because some of the pictures had like stupid shit. Like there was one that said he had a boner for his daughter or something, and the picture, the description said daughter boner or something. I don't know, something like that.
He's out there playing fucking golf. He's got his fucking parrot and his shit on his shoulder.
Yeah. But yeah, but the funny thing is, he drives an Audi. Already, we found out through this Facebook thing.
He does.
He drives an Audi Q7. Yeah. So
damn.
Nunu passed on the information that the Audi Q5 has a recall, and I was trying to give him shit about that, but we ended up just getting all confused. I'm not putting Godfather. I'm getting ready to block UK Godfather. Seriously, he keeps trying to call in, and he does nothing. He blows on the fucking microphone and makes noise. I don't want to know.
Artie, did you hear about the whole episode where they found out the information about Charlie's daughter, and then Carlito was telling him that his daughter was in a Russian prison?
Yeah.
Really?
His daughter got naked in a church or something in Russia, I think I said, and he believed it for a little while, and then when he realized it was me, he started cursing.
Chinga tu male
way.
I'm the one who found his cell number.
Yep, you and the lonesome. Anyway, I'm lighting a cigar. Give me a second.
Is it a cigar?
Yep.
Or a fancy cigar?
No, a tobacco cigar. It's pretty fancy, though, man. All right. I'm looking at the request of prank. Sir Zyklon was saying he sent a request of prank. Let's check on Milkman, though. He dropped out. I didn't call him back because I wanted him to rest. But let me, because now I'm thinking maybe he might think I didn't want him on.
I think he's got that CPAP machine like attached to his balls right now.
Well, he said he can't use it if he's sick.
I think what he did is he threw it in reverse, so now it's in suction mode.
Please
put it on
the following music while your party is being reached.
He should put it in his dick hole.
He's sucking dick in the back of his cap.
Yeah, I'll let him sleep. Sleep, Milkman. Sleep well. He's probably listening. Get better, man. I'm getting sick here, too, now. Fuck. Anyway.
I'm tired as hell.
You want to go, Artie? You can go. All right.
I've been up since 7, and I just ate a whole fucking pizza.
Oh, shit. You got the itis.
Well,
man.
I finished the last 3 slices in the last couple hours.
That's not a whole pizza, then. What are you talking about?
But I only got it, like, 3 hours ago.
What's he got, the Jack Masters?
No, me and Artie were talking. Artie, right? Papa John's. Papa John's has, what is it now? The five sausage pizza. It's a fucking bomb, man. Fuck. You guys got
to try it. Tell them about something the salami.
Salami. It tastes just like pepperoni, but it's like darker.
Carlito, you know the five salami sausage or whatever there? Yeah. I heard that's something that Artie's into after that 3-way.
Yeah, probably. That's why he started eating that. Yeah, you see, Artie?
He's totally denied.
How long until after you eat that whole pizza, you take a shit in the toilet?
That's a good point.
Hi, please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
God. Stupid.
Hey, Carlito, did you get my email of the week?
Email. Maybe? What was it about?
Carlito said sex? Is that the right one or what?
Yeah. What happened? What happened with that? What would you say?
Well, I was trying to email you a link to the show or link you or send you the MP3, but it was too big.
I was drunk. Yeah. So what happened? I was drunk on the air with you last Saturday. Yeah, man. Do you know? Yeah. So Aaron, you were doing a show with MPSA Cobra, and I connected, and I was really drunk. Like I was drunk.
You were really fucking drunk. Yeah. It was actually hilarious. Like you got up in the middle of the call to go throw up in the toilet.
Yeah.
And then like we thought you died.
Yeah.
All I heard like somebody jump up. And it sounded like some pens fell on the ground, and I was like, what the fuck was that?
No pens. No pens fell on the ground.
So Carlito was fucking blotto, huh?
Yeah, dude, I threw up, and then I think I sat on the bathroom floor with wine vomit all over me, and then I got up, and I came back to the chair. Then I come back, and I said, yeah, I just threw up.
Yeah, you came back, and the funny thing was is you're like, what the... Like, you couldn't figure out there was an echo, but you're playing the stream? Hold on, let's see if I could...
I've got the one, hang on, let me, I think I can play that.
Yeah, play that. I sent you in the email.
Yeah, you sent me an email.
Tell
with it.
Tell the Swami story before I go to bed.
The what? Oh, what? The song? Well, I was ordering a pizza today, and then this lady, I ordered salami on it, on the Domino's website. And what happened? They called me. Yeah, the girl called me, and she left a voicemail saying, we're out of salami, so we want to know if you want pepperoni or something else. I was talking to Artie on the phone at the time, so when I clicked over, you know, I didn't get to the time anyway, so I heard the voicemail and I called her back and I was like, yeah, you called me about your salami. And she's like, yeah, but we actually found our salami and it's on your pizza and it's on the way. I'm like, oh, you lost your salami? And she started laughing. She's like, yeah. I said, where'd you find your salami? She's like, oh, it was in the back. And I said, you had your salami in the back? Yeah, that was already wasn't that funny. It came across funnier when I thought it was funny. I don't know. I was flirting with the girl. I was more flirting. I was more flirtatious. I wasn't, you know, trying to make a joke.
Did she sound hot?
Yeah, she said, but, you know, the girls up here in Pennsylvania aren't that. Yeesh.
She's probably like the biggest Jack Masterson because she works at a pizza place.
Nah, I don't think so. You'll scare the customers away.
The girls in Pennsylvania probably aren't that hot, but, you know.
Except for my wife,
they're not, you know, fucking trainee phone sex jack off hot,
right? Yeah, or they don't have husbands that want you to come and jerk off with their and shit like that. You know, that's the other thing.
They move some furniture for
them. Yeah, dude, Aaron, what email did you send it from, Aaron? I'm looking here.
Volkswagen Aaron.
Let me see. Let me try Volks.
I have to say I'm still baffled that Planet Fitness has a pizza day.
Yeah, and the Tootsie Rolls. Don't forget the Tootsie Rolls, man. Here we go. The Brent Westwood Show, Drunk Carlos, apparently. That's it. Didn't I have a prank where I said I was Carlos on your show?
Yeah, you're like, Carlito's not here. Fucking Carlos.
Yeah.
So what we were doing is we were calling Red Robin because they had the gym burger.
Uh-huh.
And we told them it was racist because Puerto Ricans wouldn't be able to get on them. So.
That's right.
You busted in a few times with some choice, just screaming at them and such.
All right.
But I got a couple hours of it, so.
Cool. Here, let's listen to me drunk on Saturday.
Hey, is the echo gone?
Yep, it was gone. That wasn't my fault the whole time.
Was it your fault?
Yeah, it was my fault.
You guys only hear
what do you mean?
I was playing the stream and... I'm sorry. When I got up to go throw up, I decided to play the stream. And
yeah, I'm going to throw up, though. I got to
see you already.
I was going to ask you that, but I figured that you're the expert and everything. But
yeah, I figured it out now. Yep.
Okay, good. Well, that's okay. Yeah, well, maybe when you're less drunk, you can help me figure out why I have to enter the fucking encoder every single
maybe time. When you're less drunk. Very nice, Aaron. Yeah, you're recording, like, I just noticed that, like, you're on the left side and I'm on the right side the whole time. So you could only hear one side of that on Skype.
So the people on the stream can hear it, but we can't.
Yeah, on the stream they were hearing both sides, but you were only hearing the left side.
That's right.
My Skype input's a mono input. Anyway, let's see here. Big Baz says the Morning Sun Ranch. What's this now? Morning Sun Ranch in Australia.
Carlito, who was the 909 number?
I don't know. Where'd that come from? What was that?
I don't know. They just hung up. They've been hanging on the line all this time.
909. Who would I have called from 909? Oh, man, I don't know. I wonder how long... I just noticed the hang-up. How long were they connected for? Like, minutes?
They've been on for, like, the last, I'd say, 10 minutes.
Oh, that's the Indian place, the one that I said I was going to cancel. They heard. I think they heard a prank and everything. They heard me talk to Charlie, they might have.
These motherfuckers.
These bastards. Hey, let's call England. All right.
Hey.
Let's call about the royal baby. There's a little baby coming. It's going to be so cute. I'm so excited.
So how do I send you... Do I have to, condense the MP3 files down to, like...
Well, that's a Gmail thing. Gmail doesn't like you, anyone sending in large MP3s and stuff. You gotta... Fuck, you gotta post them somewhere, man. You gotta Dropbox. Dropbox is the way to go. You gotta get Dropbox.
Okay, I'll work that out.
Yeah, get Dropbox, and then you upload them on your Dropbox, and you'll get a link that you can share with people. That's the way to do it. And then you got to get, like, a hosting account or something for your show.
Okay.
You know, make a website or something. I don't know. If you take it that far, I think you should, man. You do pretty good when you have a show.
I was supposed to come out and fucking help you with numbers. I totally fucking forgot about it. You see
that? Yeah, so I'm going to advertise a little bit. The next show is going to be on the 22nd for sure, so.
All right, put that down. Nice holiday show. Very good idea.
Yeah, I'll be right before the holiday. I can stay up super late and, I have a list of ideas to do, so.
That's cool. How's everything else going there, Aaron? You doing? You all ready for the holiday? You got kids, right? Well, you got one kid? Just one, right?
I have two kids, an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Oh, that's fun.
That's why I was a little late, because we had an episode at the restaurant.
I got a question for you, Dirty. How bad is it going to be to explain to your two kids after Sunday when I beat your ass fantasy football and you're out of the playoffs?
That's gonna suck. It's like a 65-point spread on you, though, right now.
I think that's because they just are gonna start counting Big Ben's points because he was out up until today. Now he's starting.
Shit. Well, but still, Ben Roethlisberger, after coming off of 2 weeks for the concussion,
it wasn't a concussion. It was a shoulder and rib injury.
I thought it was a concussion. No, that Michael Vick had the concussion.
He had like a dislocated rib and they had a fucking shoulder injury, and they said if he played with a dislocated rib, he could possibly die.
Yeah. Well, what's going on in the backer with Mike Vick? Like, did he really get that rung up, that fucked up in that one hit? That he's, because the week after was saying the guy couldn't even fucking drive yet. 2 weeks ago, they were saying he couldn't drive a car.
The guy that replaced him, Foles or whatever, he got my fucking Deshaun Jackson killed. He's on injured reserve now.
Yeah.
I had that was the only quarterback available because, Alex Smith is fucking out for San Francisco.
Yeah, I picked up Charlie Batch, who was covering for Roethlisberger, but he is no longer starting. They've got Big Ben back in, so I am down a quarterback. I give up.
Schedule for the playoffs. Where's the ladder? I can't find it on the website.
They go into standings and 3 weeks. Playoff brackets in there.
Yeah, well, the playoffs are 3 weeks, so it's one game per week. So basically, you know, if you win, you advance to the next one, and then you know, so you got to win 3 games in a row here to win the whole thing, basically, right? 1, 2, 3. Yep. You got to win three games in a row, and I forget who you're up against again. I keep forgetting who's up against who.
He's up against me, that motherfucker.
Oh, that's right.
Is this the first week of playoffs right now?
Yeah, first week is this week, yep. Started today. Technically started today, I guess. So.
God.
All right, let's call England.
Going for lucky number 3 on you.
Not going to happen.
Lucky number England, how about that?
I'm taking shit from the toilet right now.
Because that'll please new dude. Don't be calling the UK and shit. Come on.
That'll make him happy.
Call some UK hospitals.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Clifford? Is it Clifford?
Yeah, who's wanting to speak to her?
Yeah, this is Cross. But I need to speak to Clifford because we have a problem here with the request that Clifford made. It's not going to work out, all right?
No, it's not going to work out, mate.
Yeah, well, come on, get up. Don't do that. Come on, fucking guy. I went in unarmed. I was thinking, isn't there a big dog named Clifford? Big red dog? Yeah. Maybe they know. Yep, that's what I expected. We got G. Clifford instead. Call them. And Ken, what do you got? A kid, right, Ken? Don't you have a boy? One boy? Something like that? Ken?
He must be pooping.
I guess so. Hello? Oh. Hello? No go. It's been kind of a weak show for me tonight. Not ashamed to say that. Not ashamed to say I might wrap it up quick. As a matter of fact, that's how weak it's been. But before I do that, I will still try to get fucking some request of pranks out of the way, rapid fire wise.
Let's do it.
I can't breathe. I don't know why. I just can't fucking. I'm not enjoying my cigar at all because I'm getting stuffed up.
I'm going to go ahead and open this one up for Carlito here.
Yeah. Pabst Blue Ribbon. There you go. Diet Coke. There you go. Just a moment while I switch Google accounts, and I'll be able to see the request of pranks.
Hey, Dirty, were you listening earlier when Artie was talking about his fucking tranny encounter?
No, I didn't hear that. That was,
Essentially, he was having fucking phone sex with a tranny on the phone.
Yeah, for about 60 seconds where he realized it wasn't his longtime girlfriend, not girlfriend, girl that he's always talking to. He said Tokyo. He said that name before. He said Tasha before 1,000 times on the air. I don't know what he's trying to hide.
Then something about he banged out a three-way and Carlito was questioning him about if they were touching.
Well, they were touching.
Was he in the middle or what?
He met a girl online who said she was married and wanted him to come over so they could snuggle together in bed. So he went over to the girl's house knowing that she's married, and the guy wanted in on it. So she started giving him head in the bed, and the fucking guy was there jerking off watching the whole time. And he doesn't think that's kind of borderline gay. He thinks that's what he's like. What was I supposed to do? What did he say? What am I supposed to do? Turn down the brain? Like, yeah, man.
Yeah, no, I'm down with it. I'm good.
You never know if the guy was actually fucking looking at him jerking.
That's what I think is happening, man. This is weird.
Then he starts freaking out if you ask him if they were touching. You know, we didn't touch legs. No.
He said they touched legs. He's saying that now. He slipped up and he said that. He said they were touching legs at some point. And he said that
his... Roger
the Tosser.
Roger. Roger has a 2003 Acura.
I think it may have went a little further than Artie wants to admit. I think they've started brushing balls together.
Yeah, I think it was his blindfold on, and then they had... he was actually getting head from the man.
Well, there was a little DP going on, I think, if you ask me. That's what I think. A little bit of DP. And that's gay. Because that's
That reminds me of... the call that we made on Saturday because you just started going off. You're like, I want a titty fuck. What? You're like, I want a titty fuck a bitch. And then, so we called this personal number.
Uh-huh.
It was like the personal section that I got from somebody who was giving me numbers. And it was in, and I ended up getting threatened with a gun from the husband for asking for a titty fuck.
Oh, that's stupid.
Did you get another fucking 357 to the dick hole fucking threat? Is that what happened?
Like that 9mm, I think is what he said.
That's the way to go, 9mm. I want to hear that. I want to hear that shit, dude. Totally.
I know. D12 Eminem just sent me a place to drop the shit. So I'll drop it in this file mob or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'll post a link in the forum.
Yeah, for sure. And we can even actually, if you want, fuck. If you want, I'll even upload it to the Madhouse site under like a little mini section for you, just of your show or your pranks. Yeah, that way it gets more.
So if
more
you
exposure.
Have a link, you can just do it there, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. If you give me a link, I'll grab it and I'll put it up there for you. I don't have, and that way more people can get to it. Until you start, you know, maybe down the road you'll get your own website
or something.
Yeah, do your own thing. Yeah, and then you can take over.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate the help, and I also I was like 5 podcasts behind.
Right.
So I've been catching up in those, and I noticed I made it into the intro and even into the description. So
man, I've got to get those podcasts caught up, man. I've been doing so much. I've been doing little projects. I put up a bunch of furniture and stuff.
Podcast that's up, the horse thief. So Carlito threw me in on that one.
Big Agnes horse thief. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That was the weirdest product, man. Weird fucking product. All right, look. Lysol sent in another number here for Rick Stafford Ogden. Is a Southern Fnet guy who was kicked out for not being smart enough. Okay. Oh, there was a Mensa room on Fnet? I didn't know that. Anyway. Fuck my.
We need to call for bail bond place and get Lysol bailed out of jail.
Fuck, man, Lysol's gonna kick our ass. I imagine Lysol going around like Biff Tannen, beating up Cross. Is it Cross that he beats up? Fuck. The whole story when we called Rosecrans KFC down. No, what did I call it? Pizza place? Something like that? Anyway. In the meantime, this is Rick.
Alright, I'll be right back.
Alright, we'll be right here.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a...
Bullshit. So, now it's just me and Ken. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Alright. Let's see if Serena wants to talk about her job application. She created her resume in PDF. That's stupid.
Fucking bitch thinks she's special.
You're supposed to... resumes are supposed to be in Word docs only. That I know of.
Yeah, because if you go and apply on most sites and stuff, they want them in doc format if you want to submit them and stuff.
Doc or DocX, yeah, fuck. That's some bullshit right there. I know because I'm looking for work right now. I'm on unemployment, chilling.
How many more weeks before we start calling your former employer?
I don't know, man. I'm trying to work something out with them. I start working again soon. Hopefully not. I really want to take a break. I actually had an interview Monday, and I kind of just... I didn't take it seriously. To be honest with you, I want a break.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Fuck. All right, no job for you, Big Serena.
That fucking voice greeting's a little too creepy for me. Hello.
Hello. Stephanie is the last of these who's applied in Canada for a job at Tim Hortons.
Another good point to run across when you're trying to fuck with her is ask her your fucking bra size. And then she asks why. I say, well, it's so we get the right size shirt for you.
I think that's for the uniform. We need to know her bra size. There you go. That's a good one.
Hello. The person you are calling has L call privacy service and does not accept calls from private or unknown numbers.
Hang on, it might let
me. Please stay on the line to continue. To have your call completed, please enter your 10-digit phone number after the tone. This number will be displayed.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after...
Sorry, Brad, I sat on those resumes for too long. But I got one of them to go through, because I called it early enough. Got more requested pranks here. More numbers coming in from Lonesome Loser also. Don't worry, don't panic. We got a few more chances for pranks before the night ends here.
I was going to panic.
Don't panic, man. Shane sent in a number for Big Deb. He wants me to pretend to be her boyfriend. Pretend her boyfriend drank with me when we were out on motorcycles a few months ago and wanted to have a three-way. She's blonde, curly hair, has a bike. Her boyfriend's name is Dan. All right, here we go. Let's do it.
But change the story around. Your name is Artie, and the three-way does not involve her.
Nope. It's just me, my sock puppet, and her husband.
My stiff socks.
Enjoy this Verizon ring back tone while your party is reached.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, this is Debbie. Sorry, I miss you. Happy to be in your name and number.
Me too. Me too, sorry. Next.
Should have cued the fucking porn music on her. I would have left her a nice little voicemail.
Next time. You gotta remind me early before I hit that button, sir. Preferably a female. He's a horny old man that we got here. Always pilled out. His name is Johnny. Johnny Burris. Always pilled out. Let's see if we can get him angry or something, because there's no women here that I know of. Nope. Nope. Ken, I was asking you before, you have one son, right? You don't have any other kids? You just got a boy?
Yeah, just got a boy.
You guys play baseball?
No, he does.
Oh, man.
Not me. No, he pretty much does all the same sports and shit that I did when I was younger.
That's cool. Archery.
Badminton.
Hello?
Johnny.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, did you want to meet up with my girl? She says that you were down to party this weekend.
Do what now?
My girl wants to know if you want to party.
Who are you talking about?
My girl, Stacy, she wants to know if you wanted a party, but, like, we have an open relationship, so you could come over and party with her if you want. She said to give you a call first, before anything.
Do you got the right number?
Yeah, this
I'm Johnny.
Johnny, dude. Yeah, Johnny Burrs.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Cross. My girl, Stacy, she says she knows you, that maybe you want to come over and have sex with her and hang and watch.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, would you do that? Like, would you fuck my wife and let me watch?
Say it again now.
Would you fuck my wife and let me watch?
I've never even thought of such a thing in my life.
Well, have you thought of fuck?
Say it again?
Have you thought of fuck? Have you thought of fuck before?
No, I like making love to a woman, not fucking them.
All right, do you want to make love then and I can watch? I'll put air.
I'm afraid you might get excited.
I'll put my wife Ken on the line. He'll let you know what's up. Ken?
Hey.
Who?
Is this the guy we're going to fuck?
Who? He heard. He's like, wait a minute, Ken. That was a
call her back. Let me talk to you.
Ken's a man's name, man. I don't do that, man. All right, here we go. Come on, dial, bitch. Oh, Skype is Skyping it up. We also got a number here for a strip club. All right. What's it say there? Busy? No answer? What did it say? Let me try again. Busy. I think he left it off the hook. Because he's an old man. Senile. Senile old man.
I think he fucking scared him.
Nothing wrong with getting a call in the middle of the night for a threesome. You know, it happens sometimes. Sometimes that's... Before the internet, man, that's how people used to hook up. Just, you know...
He's all sitting there. He's like, you got the right number? I'm Johnny.
I'm Johnny.
I used to live in this town, and they said, you know, you always meet, like, the restroom, something like that.
Yeah.
Restroom, like, at this local park.
Where you tap?
Like, Saturday night. That was the big joke.
Yeah?
Well, that's what Artie did.
Yeah, I showed up there, and nobody came.
He wanted to contact that fitness place and do some toe tapping in the sauna.
There you go. Should I redo Skype? Is it fucking up on you guys? Is it choppy?
It's choppy a little bit.
It's about as normal as it is.
Let me try redoing it. Give me a second. I'm going to reconnect. All right, I'm going to reconnect them in a second. In the meantime, oh, man, I'm getting sicker and sicker. Got to take some fucking vitamins tonight before I go to sleep. Not doing good. Anyway, I know it's a weak show tonight, guys. Doing the best I can. We've had several good shows in the last few weeks, but unless you heard them live, you haven't heard them because I've been behind my editing machine. All right, Big Dirty is here. We'll wait for Big Ken. He should be reconnected in a moment. Penis all day, man. What's that frequency, Kenneth?
98.6, the motherfucking mouth.
No, it's 64 megabytes per second at 24 kilohertz. I got that shit memorized. I have to enter it every fucking time.
You gotta edit each shit.
I gotta enter it every time in the fucking encoder.
That doesn't make any sense why that happens, dog. I don't know.
I know. I'm gonna need to hook up with you before the 22nd to get that. And the audio quality of the show sounds like shit because I have to just use my speakers.
Oh man, you should get a new. You need a Chromebook. Hey, let's call Clifford Addy. There we go. There's a England number. You want to do it, Brent?
Yeah. What's the name?
It's in the chat. Clifford Addy. There's a list in the chat. There you
go. Sweet.
Clifford Addy.
Welcome to voicemail.
Oh boy.
The person you have called is unavailable.
I think this is gonna be the last three calls I do because I am.
What the fuck is it with people tonight? Not picking their phones up.
Yeah, not a lot of pickups tonight, and I feel like shit. Clifford.
Cool Rob is messaging me, wondering why he got banned from IRC.
I have no... Cool Rob got banned from IRC? Why?
The number's in the chat multiple times.
It's an accident. Don't do it, Cool Rob. Let him back in.
He still don't do it, and then he fucking did it again.
Well, Cool Rob, I don't know.
I banned him, matter of fact, fucker.
Hello?
Clifford? Clifford. Pick up the phone. Motherfucker.
Yeah, fuck him. I'll leave him on.
Big red fucking dog.
I'll leave him on while we do the next one. Another Clifford.
This is Jay Ross.
Yep.
Hello?
Hello, Clifford?
Who is it?
Yeah, hey there. This is Brent?
No, wrong number.
No, this is Brent. Hey, Rostron. Is that you? Hey, bitch.
All right, we'll call her back. Right. We'll call her back for being a bitch. That's why.
Yeah, why don't you take a little more trouble hanging that phone up, bitch?
Skype's being gay.
Pizza. No, I think that's Ken being gay.
Ken, don't be gay.
Who is it?
Yeah, this is Brent. What happened? Why'd you hang up the phone on me, bitch?
Who is Hello? It?
This is Brent.
Who is it? You got the wrong number.
No, I don't. This is Brent Westwood. This is Clifford.
You got the wrong number.
Listen, you stupid bitch, I dialed the number.
Oh, man. I think it's a Skype problem at this point. Let me try the other Clifford. I got a plan to fix this.
You got the wrong number.
You got the wrong number.
Why doesn't
fucking what's his name, that saucy prick. Why wouldn't he let his VoIP impression out?
Hello?
Hello, is that...
Clifford. Is that Clifford Stevenson? Hello?
Yes?
Can anybody fucking hear me? Is this Clifford?
Yeah, I bet she wants to tongue your balls.
Clifford.
Yes?
Listen, motherfucker, speak up when I talk to you.
Look, you don't really sound like a Clifford lady. Where's Clifford?
When you want to talk to a man.
Come on.
What? Speak up.
Put the man on the phone.
Put your mouth into the phone. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with these people?
I don't know. I give up for the night. Hey, guys, thanks for being on.
They're from the fucking UK. That's a problem.
That's a problem. It's a no fluoride in the water fucks up in your brain. That's what it is.
Nobody needs to fucking talk to us.
Anyway. That's what you get for listening to Nunu. All right, I'm going to disconnect here. See you guys. Bye, Aaron. Bye, Ken. See ya.
See ya. Dirty Aaron's a bitch. He's gone. Loose his
leaf. All right. All right, everybody. Oh, man. I'm going to go blow my nose for like 5 minutes is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take some shit for my nasal passages, you know. Might get some camphor oil in my nose, something like that. I got to do something. Hey, guys, thanks for hanging in there. This has been Madhouse Radio for November 6th into November 7th. December 6th. December 6th into December 7th. I've been your host, Carlito. More podcasts coming soon. And, keep going to madhouselive.com. Y'all have a good week. Good weekend, whatever. Catch you here next week. Bye.
Neda von hier in Jahrhunderten, immer wieder antreten und wird immer schöner sein, immer kraftvoller sein und wird immer gesünder sein und wird immer mehr Hoffnung bieten den lebenden Geschlechtern auf die Zukunft. Ich bin nicht